Book of Genesis. Chapter 1. In the beginning Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth being without form and empty, and darkness on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim moving gently on the face of the waters. Then Elohim said, Let light be. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good, and Elohim separated between the light and darkness. And Elohim called the light day. And he called the darkness, night. And there was evening, and there was morning, day one. And Elohim said, Let an expanse be in the midst of the waters, and let it be dividing between the waters and the waters. And Elohim made the expanse, and he separated between the waters which were under the expanse and the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And Elohim called the expanse, heavens. And there was evening, and there was morning, day two. And Elohim said, Let the waters under the heavens be collected to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land, earth. And he called the collection of the waters, seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, Let the earth sprout tender sprouts, the herb seeding seed, the fruit tree producing fruit according to its kind, whichever seed is in it on the earth. And it was so. And the earth bore tender sprouts, the herb seeding seed according to its kind, and the fruit tree producing fruit according to its kind, whichever seed is in it. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, day three. And Elohim said, Let light sources be in the expanse of the heavens, to divide between the day and the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for light sources in the expanse of the heavens, to give light on the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made the two great light sources, the great light to rule the day, and the small light and the stars to rule the night. And Elohim set them in the expanse of the heavens, to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide between the light and the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, day four. And Elohim said, Let the waters swarm with swarmers having a living soul, and let the birds fly around, over the earth, on the face of the expanse of the heavens. And Elohim created the great crocodiles, and all that creeps, having a living soul, which swarmed the waters, according to its kind, and every bird with wing according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply in the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And Elohim said, Let the earth bring forth the soul of life according to its kind, cattle, and creepers, and its beasts of the earth, according to its kind. And it was so. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, and cattle according to its kind, and all creepers of the ground according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all the creepers creeping on the earth. And Elohim created the man in his own image, in the image of Elohim he created him. He created them male and female. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the land, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the seas, and over birds of the heavens, and over all beasts creeping on the earth. And Elohim said, Behold, I have given you every plant seeding seed which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree seeding seed, it shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to all birds of the heavens, and to every creeper on the earth which has in it a living soul, every green plant is for food. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Chapter 2. And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their host. And on the seventh day Elohim completed his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he rested from all his work on it, which Elohim had created to make. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day of the making of Yahweh Elohim's earth and heavens. And every shrub of the field was not yet on the earth, and every plant of the field had not yet sprung up, for Yahweh Elohim had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. And mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh Elohim formed the man from the dust of the ground, and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden in Eden to the east, and he put the man whom he had formed there. And out of the ground Yahweh Elohim made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food. The tree of life was also in the middle of the garden, also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was divided and became four heads. The name of the first was Pishon, it is the one surrounding all the land of Havilah where gold is, the gold of that land is good. There is Delium gum resin, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, it is the one surrounding all the land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hittical, it is the one going east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden, to work it and to keep it. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, Eating you may eat of every tree in the garden. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, surely you shall die. And Yahweh Elohim said, It is not good, the man being alone. I will make a helper suited to him. And Yahweh Elohim formed every animal of the field, and every bird of the heavens out of the ground. And he brought them to the man, to see what he would call it. And all which the man might call it, each living soul that was its name. And the man called names to all the cattle, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every animal of the field. But for a man, no helper suited to him was found. And Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh underneath. And Yahweh Elohim formed the rib which he had taken from the man into a woman, and brought her to the man. And the man said, This now at last is bone from my bones, and flesh from my flesh, for this shall be called woman, because out of man this has been taken. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Chapter 3. And the serpent was cunning above every beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, Is it so that Elohim has said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, Of the fruit of the trees of the garden, we may eat. But of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, Elohim has said, You shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, Surely, you shall not die. For Elohim knows that in the day you eat of it, even your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as Elohim, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one wise. And she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed leaves of the fig tree, and made girdles for themselves. And they heard the sound of Yahweh Elohim walking up and down in the garden at the breeze of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the face of Yahweh Elohim in the middle of the trees of the garden. And Yahweh Elohim called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I have heard your sound in the garden, and I was afraid, for I am naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? And the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she has given to me of the tree, and I ate. And Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, What is this you have done? And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. And Yahweh Elohim said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed above all beasts, and above every animal of the field. You shall go on your belly, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He said to the woman, I will greatly increase your sorrow and your conception, you shall bear sons in sorrow, and your desire shall be toward your husband, and he shall rule over you. And he said to the man, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat from it, the ground shall be cursed because of you, you shall eat of it in sorrow all the days of your life. And it shall bring forth thorns and thistles for you, and you shall eat the plant of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For you have been taken out of it, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And the man called the name of his wife, Eve, because she became the mother of all living. And Yahweh Elohim made coats of skin for the man and his wife, and clothed them. And Yahweh Elohim said, Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and also take from the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Yahweh Elohim sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground out of which he was taken. And he drove the man out. And he lodged the cherubs at the east of the Garden of Eden, and the flaming sword whirling around to guard the way of the tree of life. Chapter 4. And the man knew his wife Eve. And she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man, Yahweh. And she continued to bear his brother, Abel. And Abel became a shepherd of flocks. And Cain became a tiller of the ground. And it was in the end of days, it happened that Cain brought an offering to Yahweh from the fruit of the ground. And Abel brought, he also, from the firstlings of his flocks, even from their fat. And Yahweh looked to Abel and to his offering. And he did not look to Cain and to his offering. And Cain glowed greatly with anger, and his face fell. And Yahweh said to Cain, Why have you angrily glowed, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, is there not exaltation? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is toward you, but you should rule over it. And Cain talked with his brother Abel and said, Let us go out into the field. And it happened as they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel, and killed him. And Yahweh said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of the blood of your brother cries to me from the ground. And now you are cursed more than the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it will not again give its strength to you. You shall be a vagabond and a fugitive on the earth. And Cain said to Yahweh, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out from the face of the land today. And I shall be hidden from your face. And I shall be a vagabond and a fugitive on the earth. And it will be that anyone who finds me shall kill me. And Yahweh said to him, If anyone kills Cain, he shall be avenged sevenfold. And Yahweh set a mark on Cain, so that anyone who found him should not kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh. And he settled and married in the land of Nod, east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city, and he called the name of the city according to the name of his son, Enoch. And Irad was born to Enoch, and Irad fathered Mehuyael. And Mehuyael fathered Methusael, and Methusael fathered Lamech. And Lamech took two wives to himself. The name of the first was Adah, and the name of the second was Zillah. And Adah bore Jabal, he was the father of those living in tents, and raising livestock. And the name of his brother was Jubal, he was the father of all those playing the harp and the organ. And Zillah also bore Tubal-Cain, the hammer of every engraving tool of copper and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech, listen to my words, for I have killed a man because of my wound, and a young man because of my hurt. For Cain is avenged sevenfold, and Lamech 77. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son. And she called his name, Seth, for Elohim has appointed to me another seed in place of Abel because Cain killed him. And a son was also born to Seth, and he called his name, Enos. Then it was begun to call on the name of Yahweh. Chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created mankind, he made him in the likeness of Elohim. He created them male and female, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and fathered a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. And he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and fathered Enos. And after he fathered Enos, Seth lived 807 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years. And he died. And Enosh lived 90 years and fathered Canaan. After he fathered Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years, and he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years. And he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and fathered Mahalalel. And after he fathered Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years. And he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and fathered Jared. And after he fathered Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years. And he died. And Jared lived 162 years and fathered Enoch. And after he fathered Enoch, Jared lived 800 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years. And he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and fathered Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim 300 years after he fathered Methuselah. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim. Then he was not, for Elohim took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and fathered Lamech. And after he fathered Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and fathered a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This one shall comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which Yahweh has cursed." And after he fathered Noah, Lamech lived 595 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years. And he died. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Chapter 6. And it came about that men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them. The sons of the Elohim saw the daughters of the men, that they were good, and they took wives for themselves from all those whom they chose. And Yahweh said, "My spirit shall not always strive with mankind, in their going astray he is flesh. And his days shall be 120 years." The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and even afterwards when the sons of the Elohim came in to the daughters of the men, and they gave birth to them, they were the heroes who existed from ancient time, men of renown. And Yahweh saw that the evil of man was great on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the day long. And Yahweh sighed with sorrow that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved to his heart. And Yahweh said, "I will wipe off man whom I have created from the face of the earth, from man to beast, to the creeping thing and to the birds of the heavens, for I repent that I made them." And Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah, a righteous man, had been without blemish in his generations. Noah walked with Elohim. And Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupt before the Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupted. For all flesh had corrupted its way on the earth. And Elohim said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them along with the earth. Make an ark of cypress timbers for yourself. You shall make rooms in the ark, and you shall cover it with asphalt inside and out. And you shall make it this way. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window in the ark, and you shall finish it above to a cubit. And you shall set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third stories. And behold, I, even I, am bringing a flood of waters on the earth in order to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life from under the heavens. Everything which is on the earth shall die. And I will establish my covenant with you. And you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And you shall bring into the ark two of every kind, of every living thing of all flesh, to keep alive with you, they shall be male and female. From the birds according to its kind, and from the cattle according to its kind, from every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. Two from each shall come in to you to keep alive. And take for yourself all food that is eaten, and gather to yourself. And let it be for you and for them for food. And Noah did so, according to all that Elohim appointed him to do, so he did. Chapter 7. And Yahweh said to Noah, You and all your house come into the ark, for I have seen you righteous before me in this generation. You shall take to yourself from every clean animal by sevens, male and female, and from the animal that is not clean by two, male and female. And take of the fowl of the heavens by sevens, male and female, to keep alive seed on the face of the earth. For after 7 more days I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights and will wipe away every living substance that I have made from off the face of the earth. And Noah did as to all that Yahweh commanded him. Noah was a son of 600 years, and the flood of waters was on the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the water of the flood. And they went in to Noah into the ark, male and female of clean animals, and of animals that are not clean, and of fowl, and of everything that creeps on the earth. Two by two, as Elohim had commanded Noah, they went into the ark, male and female. And it was after the 7 days, the waters of the flood came into being on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, in the 17th day of the month, in this day all the fountains of the great deep were risen, and the windows of the heavens were opened up. And the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In this same day Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, went into the ark. They, and every animal according to its kind, and every beast according to its kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every fowl according to its kind, every bird of every wing. And they went into Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. And those going in went in male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahweh shut the door behind him. And the flood was on the earth 40 days. And the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were greatly increased on the earth. And the ark floated on the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed, exceedingly violent on the earth, and all the high mountains under the heavens were covered. The waters prevailed, 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh that moved on the earth died, the fowl, and cattle, and beast, and every swarming thing that swarms on the earth, and all mankind. All died in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land. And every living thing which was on the face of the earth was wiped away, from man to cattle, and to the creeping things, and the fowl of the heavens. And they were wiped off from the earth, and only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. And mighty were the waters over the earth 150 days. Chapter 8. And Elohim remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle which were with him in the ark. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were stopped, and the rain from the heavens was restrained. And the waters retreated from the earth, going and retreating. And the waters diminished at the end of 150 days. And in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters were going and falling until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. And it happened, at the end of 40 days, Even Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent out a raven, and it went out, going out and returning until the waters were dried up from off the earth. He also sent out from him the dove, to see if the waters had receded from off the face of the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of all the earth. And he put out his hand and took her, and pulled her into him into the ark. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening. And behold, in her mouth was a newly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters receded down from off the earth. And he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove. And she did not return again to him any more. And it happened in the 601st year, at the beginning, on the first of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked. And behold, the face of the earth was dried. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. And Elohim spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons and your sons' wives with you. Bring out from you every living thing that is with you, of all flesh, of fowl, of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and let them swarm on the earth, and bear, and multiply on the earth. And Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every fowl, all which creeps on the earth. They went forth out of the ark according to their families. And Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and took of every clean animal, and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahweh smelled the soothing fragrance, and Yahweh said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for the sake of man, because the imagination of the heart of man is evil from his youth. Yea, I will not again smite every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Chapter 9. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons. And he said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. And your fear and your dread shall be on all the animals of the earth, and on every bird of the heavens, on all that moves on the earth, and on all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Every creeping thing which is alive shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green plant. But you shall not eat flesh in its life, its blood. And surely the blood of your lives I will demand. At the hand of every animal I will demand it, and at the hand of man. I will demand the life of man at the hand of every man's brother. Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood shall be shed by man, for he made the man in the image of Elohim. And you, be fruitful and multiply. Swarm over the earth and multiply in it. And Elohim spoke to Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, Behold, I, even I, am establishing my covenant with you, and with your seed after you. And with every living creature which is with you, among fowl, among cattle, and among every animal of the earth with you, from all that go out from the ark, to every animal of the earth. And I have established my covenant with you, and all flesh shall not be cut off again by the waters of a flood, nor shall there ever again be a flood to destroy the earth. And Elohim said, This is the sign of the covenant which I am about to make between me and you, and every living soul which is with you, for everlasting generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. And it will be when I gather the clouds on the earth, then the bow shall be seen in the clouds. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living soul in all flesh. And the waters shall not again become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the clouds, and I shall see it, to remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living soul, in all flesh on the earth. And Elohim said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. And the sons of Noah that went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and the whole earth was overspread from them. And Noah, a man of the ground, began and planted a vineyard. And he drank from the wine, and was drunk. and he uncovered himself inside his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. And he told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and put it on both their shoulders. And they went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, their faces backward. And they did not see the nakedness of their father. And Noah awoke from his wine. And he came to know what his younger son had done to him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan. He shall be a slave of slaves to his brothers." And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave. Elohim shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall live in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be their slave." And Noah lived 350 years after the flood. And all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died. Chapter 10. And these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And Gomer's sons were Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. And Javan's sons were Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. By these the coasts of the nations were divided in their lands each by his tongue, by their families, in their nations. And Ham's sons were Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush were Seba and Havilah, and Sabta, and Rama, and Sabteca. And Rama's sons were Sheba and Dedan. And Cush fathered Nimrod, he began to be a mighty hero in the land. He was a great hunter before Yahweh, so it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before Yahweh. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calna, in the land of Shinar. From that land he went forth to Assyria and built Nineveh, and Rehoboth the city, and Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, which is a great city. And Mizraim fathered Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pethrusim, and Casluim, from whom came the Philistines and Caphtorim. And Canaan fathered his firstborn Sidon, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. And afterward the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you come to Gerar, as far as Gaza, as you go in toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adma, and Zeboim, even to Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their countries, in their nations. And to Shem was born, even to him, the father of all the sons of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam, and Ashur, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. And Aram's sons were Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash. And Arpachshad fathered Canaan, and Canaan fathered Salah, and Salah fathered Eber. And two sons were born to Eber, the name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan fathered Almadad, and Shaleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera, and Hadaram, and Uzal, and Dekla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. These all were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as you go to Sephar, an eastern mountain. These were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their lands, according to their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah, by their generations, in their nations. And from these the nations were divided in the earth after the flood. Chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one lip and of one speech. And it happened, as they traveled from the east, they found a level valley in the land of Shinar. And they lived there. And each one said to his neighbor, "Come, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build a city in a tower with its top the heavens, and make a name for ourselves, that we not be scattered on the face of all the earth." And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of man had built. And Yahweh said, "Behold, the people is one, and the lip one to all of them. And this they are beginning to do, and now all which they have determined to do will not be restrained from them. Come, let us go down and mix up their language so that they cannot understand man's evil speech. And Yahweh scattered them from there, over the face of all the earth. And they ceased from building the city. On account of this its name is called Babel, because Yahweh mixed up the speech of all the earth there. And Yahweh scattered them abroad from there on the face of all the earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was a son of 100 years and fathered Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. And after he fathered Arpachshad, Shem lived 500 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Arpachshad lived 35 years and fathered Salah. And after he fathered Salah, Arpachshad lived 403 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Salah lived 30 years and fathered Eber. And after he fathered Eber, Salah lived 403 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Eber lived 34 years and fathered Peleg. And after he fathered Peleg, Eber lived 430 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and fathered Reu. And after he fathered Reu, Peleg lived 209 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Reu lived 32 years and fathered Serug. And after he fathered Serug, Reu lived 207 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years and fathered Nahor, and after he fathered Nahor, Serug lived 200 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years and fathered Terah. And after he fathered Terah, Nahor lived 119 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. And Sarai was barren, there was no child to her. And Terah took his son Abram, and Lot, Haran's son, his grandson and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife. And he went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and lived there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Chapter 12. And Yahweh had said to Abram, Go out from your land and from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and curse the one despising you. And in you all families of the earth shall be blessed. And Abram went out, even as Yahweh had spoken to him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was a son of 75 years when he departed from Haran. And Abram took his wife Sarai, and his brother's son, Lot, and all their substance that they had gained, and the persons they had gotten in Haran. And they went out to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into the land of Canaan. And Abram passed through the land as far as the place of Shechem, to the oak of Alon Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, I will give this set-apart land to your seed. And he built an altar there to Yahweh, who appeared to him. And he moved from there to a mountain on the east of Bethel, and stretched his tent with Bethel toward the sea, and Ai on the east. And he built an altar there to Yahweh, and called on the name of Yahweh. And Abram setting forth and going on toward the Negev. And a famine was in the land, so Abram went down into Egypt to stay there. For the famine was severe in the land. And it happened when he had drawn near to come to Egypt, he said to his wife Sarai, Behold, please, I know that you are a beautiful woman to look upon. And it will be, when the Egyptians see you, then they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, and they will save you alive. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you. And it happened, when Abram had come into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. And Pharaoh's princes saw her, and they praised her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. and he did good to Abram because of her. And he had sheep, and oxen, he donkeys, and male slaves, and slave girls, and she donkeys, and camels. And Yahweh touched Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called for Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she is your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? And so I took her for my wife. And now, behold your wife. Take her and go." And as Pharaoh ordered his men as to him, they sent away him and his wife and all that he had. Chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot being with him into the Negev. And Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been there at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And Abram called there on the name of Yahweh. And Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, for dwelling together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are men, brothers. Is not all the land before you? Please separate from me. If you go to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the circuit of the Jordan, that it was well watered before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt as you come to Zoar. Then Lot chose all the circuit of the Jordan for himself. And Lot set forth eastward. And they were separated, each one from his brother. And Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the circuit, and tented as far as Sodom. And the men of Sodom were evil and sinners before Yahweh, exceedingly so. And after Lot had separated from him, Yahweh said to Abram, "Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are there, look northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see I will give to you, and to your seed always. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can count the dust of the earth, then your seed also will be counted. Rise up. Walk through the land, in its length and in its breadth, for I will give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent and came and lived among the oaks of Mamre, which were in Hebron, and he built an altar to Yahweh there. Chapter 14. And it happened in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of the nations. They made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birshah king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shamibar king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together to the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. They served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, and the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and struck the giants in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzims in Ham, and the Emim in Shaveh-Kiriathaim, and the Horites in the hills of Seir, as far as the oak of Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they turned back and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh, and struck all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites who lived in Hazazon-Thamar. And the king of Sodom went out, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. And they set the battle with them in the valley of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal the king of the nations, and Amraphel the king of Shinar, and Arioch the king of Elasar, 4 kings with the 5. And the valley of Siddim was pitted with asphalt pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and went away. And they took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, and his goods, and left, and he was living in Sodom. And one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, for he was living among the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and Aner. And these were possessor of a covenant with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was captured, even then he led out his trained men, born of his household, 318. And they pursued as far as Dan. and he divided against them by night, he and his slaves, and he struck them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is on the left of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother, and also the women and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after he returned from smiting Chedorlaomer and the kings which were with him, to the valley of Shaveh, it being the valley of the king. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High El. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High El, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand to Yahweh, the Most High El, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from all that is yours, from a thread to a shoe latchet, and that you may not say, I have made Abram rich. Nothing for me, only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Chapter 15. After these things the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you, your reward will increase greatly. And Abram said, Adonai Yahweh, what will you give to me? I am going childless and the son of the inheritance of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given no seed to me, and lo, the son of my house is inheriting of me. And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him saying, This one shall not be your heir. But he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look now at the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he said to him, So shall your seed be. And he believed in Yahweh. And he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said to him, I am Yahweh who caused you to come out of Ur of the Chaldeans, to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Adonai Yahweh, by what shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said to him, Take for me a heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtledove, even a nestling. And he took all these for him, and he divided them in the middle, and he laid each piece opposite its neighbor, but he did not divide the bird. And the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, and Abram drove them away. And it happened, as the sun was setting, and a deep sleep fell on Abram. And behold, a terror of great darkness was falling on him. And he said to Abram, Surely you must know that your seed shall be an alien in a land not theirs, and they shall serve them. And they shall afflict them 400 years. And I also will judge the nation whom they shall serve, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. And you shall come to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in good old age. And in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full until now. And it happened, the sun had gone down, and it was dark. Behold, a smoking furnace and a torch of fire that passed over between those pieces. In that day Yahweh cut a covenant with Abram, saying, I have given this land to your seed, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. The Kenite, and the Kenizzite, and the Kadmonite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Rephaim, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. Chapter 16. And Sarai, Abram's wife, did not bear to him, and to her belonged a female slave, an Egyptian, and her name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, See, now, Yahweh has kept me from bearing, go in now to my maidservant, perhaps I may be built up from her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took her slave girl, Hagar, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan. And he went into Hagar and she conceived, and she saw that she had conceived, and her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said to Abram, My injury be upon you, I gave my slave girl into your bosom, and she saw that she had conceived, and I was despised in her eyes. Let Yahweh judge between me and you. But Abram said to Sarai, See, your slave girl is in your hand. Do to her what is good in your eyes. And Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her face. And the messenger of Yahweh found her by a well of water in the wilderness, by the well in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's slave girl, where did you come from? And where do you go? And she said, I am fleeing from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the messenger of Yahweh said to her, Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. And the messenger of Yahweh said to her, I will exceedingly multiply your seed, so that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the messenger of Yahweh said to her, Behold, you are with child and shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has listened to your affliction. And he shall be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against all, and the hand of everyone against him, and he shall live before all his brothers. And she called the name of Yahweh, the one speaking to her, You, a El of vision. For she said, Even here have I looked after the one seeing me. On account of this, the well was called, The Well of the Living One Seeing Me. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore a son to Abram, and Abram called the name of his son whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. Chapter 17. And when Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will increase you very greatly. And Abram fell on his face. And Elohim spoke with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. And your name no longer shall be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. And I will make you very fruitful, exceedingly. And I will give you for nations. And kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a Elohim to you and to your seed after you. And I will give to you and to your seed after you the land of your sojourning, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their Elohim. And Elohim said to Abraham, You shall keep my covenant, you and your seed after you in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep, between me and you and your seed after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. And it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And a son of 8 days shall be circumcised among you, every male in your generation, he that is born in the house, or bought with silver from any son of a foreigner who is not of your seed. The child of your house and the purchase of your money circumcising must be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for a perpetual covenant. And an uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, his soul shall be cut off from his people, he has broken my covenant. And Elohim said to Abraham, You shall not call your wife Sarai by her name Sarai, for Sarah shall be her name. And I have blessed her and have also given to you a son from her. Yea, I have blessed her and she shall become nations, kings of people shall be from her. And Abraham fell on his face and laughed. And he said in his heart, Shall one be born to a son of 100 years? And shall Sarah bear a daughter of 90 years? And Abraham said to Elohim, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And Elohim said, Your wife Sarah truly shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I have established my covenant with him for a perpetual covenant with his seed after him. And as to Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall father 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. And I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set-apart time next year. And he finished talking with him. And Elohim ascended up from Abraham. And Abraham took his son Ishmael, and all the ones born of his house, and all that were bought with his silver, every male among the men of the house of Abraham. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskins in that same day, even as Elohim spoke to him. And Abraham was a son of 99 years when being circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And his son Ishmael was a son of 13 years when being circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day that Abraham was circumcised, Ishmael his son also was. And all the men of his house, born in the house or bought with silver from a son of a foreigner, were circumcised with him. Chapter 18. and Yahweh visually appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre. And he was sitting at the door of the tent in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And he saw, and he ran to meet them from the entrance of the tent. And he bowed to the ground. And he said, Yahweh, if now I have found favor in your sight, I beg you, do not leave from near your servant. Please allow a little water to be taken and you wash your feet, and rest under the tree. And I will bring a bite of bread and will sustain your heart. Then you may pass on, for this is why you have passed over to your servant. And they said, Do so, as you have said. And Abraham ran into the tent to Sarah and said, Hurry, prepare three measures of fine meal, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and brought a son of the herd, tender and good, and gave it to a youth. And he hurried to prepare it. And he took curds and milk and the son of the herd which he had prepared, and he set before them. And he stood by them under the tree. And they ate. And they said to him, Where is your wife Sarah? And he said, See, in the tent. And he said, Certainly I will return to you at the time of life. And behold, a son shall be to your wife Sarah. And Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, and it was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were aged, going on in days. The custom as to women had ceased to be to Sarah. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After my being old, shall there be pleasure to me, my master also being old? And Yahweh said to Abraham, Why has Sarah laughed at this, saying, Indeed, truly shall I bear, even I who am old? Is anything too difficult for Yahweh? At the appointed set-apart time I will return to you, at the time of life, and there will be a son to Sarah. And Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but you did laugh. And the men rose up from there and looked on the face of Sodom. And Abraham was going with them, to send them away. And Yahweh said, Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? And Abraham shall surely become a great and powerful nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him, so that whatever he may command his sons and his house after him, even they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice, to the intent that Yahweh may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And Yahweh said, The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is exceedingly heavy. I will go down and see if they have at all done according to the cry coming to me. And if not, I will know. And the men faced around from there and went toward Sodom. And Abraham was still standing before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, Is it so? Will you cut off the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps there are 50 righteous within the city, is it so you will cut off and will not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous ones that are within it? Far be it from you to act in this way, to put to death the righteous with the wicked. Far be it from you. The judge of all the earth, shall he not do right? And Yahweh said, If I find 50 righteous within the city, in Sodom, then I will spare all the place because of them. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, I pray, I have undertaken to speak to Yahweh, and I am dust and ash. Perhaps there will be lacking 5 from the 50 righteous, will you destroy all the city for the 5? And he said, If I find 45 there, I will not destroy. And he continued still to speak to him and said, Perhaps 40 will be found there. And he said, I will not do it because of the 40. And he said, Please Yahweh do not be angry, that I may speak, perhaps 30 will be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold, I pray, I have undertaken to speak to Adonai, perhaps 20 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy because of the 20. And he said, I pray, let not Yahweh be angry that I may speak only this time, perhaps 10 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy because of the 10. And when Yahweh had finished speaking to Abraham, he left. And Abraham returned to his place. Chapter 19. And the two cherubs came into Sodom at evening. And Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw, and he rose up to meet them and bowed his face to the earth. And he said, Behold, now, my masters, please turn into your servant's house and lodge, and wash your feet, and rise early and go to your way. And they said, No, for we will lodge in the street. And he much urged them, and they turned in to him and came into his house. And he made a feast for them. And he baked unleavened matzos, and they ate. Before they had laid down, even the men of the city, the men of Sodom, circled the house, from the young to the aged, all the people from its limits. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may have sex with them. And Lot went out to them, to the door, and he closed the door behind him. And he said, My brothers, please do not act evilly. Behold, now, I have two daughters who have not known a man, please let me bring them out to you and do to them as you see fit, only do not do a thing to these men, on account of this they came into the shade of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said, This one came in to visit, and must he always judge? Now we will do evil to you rather than to them. And they pressed on the man, upon Lot violently, and drew near to break the door. But the men put out their hands and brought Lot into them, into the house, and shut the door. And they struck the men at the door of the house with blindness, from the small to the great, and they struggled to find the door. And the men said to Lot, Who still is here to you? Bring out of this place your sons and your sons-in-law and your daughters, and whoever belongs to you in the city. For we are about to destroy this place, for the cry of them is great before Yahweh, and Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out to speak to his sons-in-law, those taking his daughters. And he said, Rise up, go out from this place, for Yahweh is about to destroy the city. And he seemed as one joking to his sons-in-law. And when the dawn rose, then the cherubs urged Lot, saying, Rise up, take your wife and your two daughters who are found, lest you be consumed in the perversity of the city. And he lingered. And the men lay hold of his hand and his wife's hand, and on the hand of his two daughters, Yahweh having mercy on him. And they caused him to go out, and they put him down outside the city. And it happened as they led them outside, he said, Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, and do not stay in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be swept away. And Lot said to them, Please, no, my master. Behold, now, your servant has found grace in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy which you have done to me in saving my life. And I am not able to escape to the mountain lest some evil overtake me and I die. Please, now, this city is near, to flee there, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little thing, that my soul may live? And he said to him, See, I have lifted up your face also as to this thing, without overthrowing the city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I am not able to do anything until you have come there. So the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had gone forth on the earth, and Lot came into Zoar. And Yahweh rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, from Yahweh out of the heavens. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all those living in the cities, and the produce of the ground. And his wife looked back with pleasure from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham started up early in the morning, going to the place where he had stood there before Yahweh. And he looked toward the face of Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw. And behold, the smoke of the country went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it happened when Elohim destroyed the cities of the plain, Elohim remembered Abraham, and he sent Lot out from the overthrow when overturning the cities in which Lot lived. And Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the mount. And his two daughters were with him. For he feared to live in Zoar. And he lived in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man in the land to come into us as is the way of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and let us lie with him, that we may keep alive seed of our father. And they caused their father to drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay down nor when she rose up. And on the next day it happened, the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay with my father last night. Let us cause him to drink wine tonight also. And you go in and lie with him, so that we may keep alive seed of our father. And they caused their father to drink wine that night also. And the younger rose up and lay with him. And he did not know when she lay down, nor when she rose up. And both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. And the firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab, he is the father of Moab to this day. And the younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi, he is the father of the Ammonites to this day. Chapter 20. And Abraham pulled up stakes from there to the land of the Negev, and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. And Abraham said with regards to his wife Sarah, she is my sister. And Abimelech the king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are about to die because of the woman you have taken, she being married to a husband. And Abimelech had not come near to her. And he said, Yahweh, will you slay even a righteous nation? And did he not say to me, she is my sister? And she, even herself said, he is my brother. In the honor of my heart and the purity of my hands I have done this. And Elohim said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the honor of your heart, and I also withheld you from sinning against me. On account of this I did not allow you to touch her. And now return the wife of the man, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. And if you do not restore her, know that surely, you shall die, you and all that are yours. And Abimelech rose up early in the morning and called for all his servants. And he spoke all these words in their ears. And the men were greatly afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us? And in what have I offended you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done things to me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you see that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of Elohim is not in this place, and they will kill me for my wife's sake. And yet she really is my relative, daughter from my father, only not daughter from my mother. And she became my wife. And it happened when Elohim made me wander from my father's house, even I said to her, this is your kindness which you do to me, at every place where we come there, say of me, he is my brother. Abimelech took sheep and oxen, and male slaves, and slave girls, and gave to Abraham. And he returned his wife Sarah to him. Abimelech said, behold, my land is before you. Live where it pleases you. And he said to Sarah, behold, I have given 1,000 of silver to your brother. Behold, it is for you, a covering of the eyes to all who are with you. And with all this you are reproved. And Abraham prayed to Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his wife and his concubines, and they gave birth. For Yahweh had completely closed up every womb of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. Chapter 21. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said. And Yahweh did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time, that which Elohim had spoken with him. And Abraham called the name of the son who was born to him, whom Sarah had borne to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, a son of 8 days, as Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham was a son of 100 years when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, Elohim has made laughter for me, all who hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham, will Sarah suckle sons? For I have borne a son to his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. And she said to Abraham, drive away this slave girl and her son, for the son of this slave girl shall not inherit with my son, with Isaac. And the thing was very evil in the eyes of Abraham, on account of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, let it not be evil in your eyes because of the boy, and on account of your slave girl. All that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. And also I will make a nation of the son of the slave girl, for he is your seed. And Abraham started up early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. and the water from the skin was finished, and she put the boy under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away. For she said, "Let me not see the death of the boy." And she sat opposite and raised her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the young boy. And the messenger of Elohim called to Hagar out of the heavens. And he said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Do not fear, for Elohim has heard the voice of the boy, there where he is. Rise up, lift up the boy and make your hand strong on him, for I will make of him a great nation." And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water, and gave drink to the young boy. And Elohim was with the boy. And he grew up. And he lived in the wilderness and became a great archer. And he lived in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took a wife for him out of the land of Egypt. And it happened at that time Abimelech and Phechel, the general of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, "Elohim is with you in all that you do. And now swear to me here by Elohim, that you will not lie to me, and to my son, and to my heir, according to the kindness which I have sworn to you. Do to me and to the land in which you have lived in." And Abraham said, "I will swear." And Abraham reproved Abimelech on account of a well of water which the slaves of Abimelech had seized. And Abimelech said, "I do not know who has done this thing, and also you have not told me, even I have not heard, except today." And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave to Abimelech, and both of them cut a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What are these 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves?" And he said, "You shall take the 7 ewe lambs from my hand so that it may become for me a witness that I dug this well." On account of this that place is called Beersheba, because the two of them swore there. And they cut a covenant in Beersheba. And Abimelech and Phechel, the general of his army, rose up, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of Yahweh El Olam. And Abraham lived in the land of the Philistines many days. Chapter 22. And it happened after these things, the Elohim, testing Abraham, said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Behold, I am here." And he said, "Now take your son, Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah. And there offer him for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will say to you." And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and he took 2 of his youths with him, and his son Isaac. And he split wood for a burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place which Elohim had said to him. And on the 3rd day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from a distance. And Abraham said to his young men, "You stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there that we may worship and may return to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and he took the fire and the knife in his hand. And the two went together. And Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, "My father." And he said, "Behold, I am here." And he said, "See, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, Elohim will see for himself, the lamb for a burnt offering." And the two of them went together. And they came to the place which Elohim had said to him. And Abraham built there the altar, and arranged the wood. And he bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the messenger of Yahweh called to him from the heavens and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "I am here." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy, nor do anything to him. For now I know that you fear Elohim and you have not withheld your son, your only one, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, a ram behind him was entangled in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Yireh, so that it is said until this day, "In the mount of Yahweh it will be seen." And the messenger of Yahweh called to Abraham out of the heavens a second time. And he said, "I have sworn by myself, declares Yahweh, that on account of this thing you have done, and have not withheld your son, your only son, that blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the lip of the sea. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have listened to my voice. And Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. And it happened after these things it was told to Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she also has borne sons to your brother Nahor. Uz, his firstborn, Buz, and his brother Kemuel, the father of Aram. And Kesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel fathered Rebekah. Milcah bore these eight to Nahor, the brother of Abraham. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she also bore Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash, and Maacah. Chapter 23. And the life of Sarah was 127 years, the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, it is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am an alien and a visitor with you. Give to me a possession among you, so that I may bury my dead from before the eyes. And the sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my master. You are a prince of Elohim among us. Bury your dead in the best of our burying places. Not a man of us will withhold his burying place from you, from burying your dead. And Abraham rose up and bowed himself to the people of the land, to the sons of Heth. And he spoke with them, saying, If it is your desire to bury my dead out of my sight, hear me. Ask for me of Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give to me the cave of Machpelah which he has, which is in the edge of his field. In full silver let him give it to me among you, for a possession of a burying place. And Ephron was sitting among the sons of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite replied to Abraham in the ears of the sons of Heth, to all those entering the gate of his city, saying, No, my master, hear me. I have given the field to you, also the cave that is in it. I have given it to you. Before the eyes of the sons of my people I have given it to you. Bury your dead. And Abraham bowed before the people of the land, and spoke to Ephron in the ears of the people of the land, saying, Only if you would hear me. I have given the silver for the field, take it from me, that I may bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, My master, hear me, the land is worth 400 shekels of silver, what is that between me and you? And bury your dead. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver of which he had spoken in the ears of the sons of Heth, 400 silver shekels which passes with the merchant. And was certified the field of Ephron in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the cave and the field in it, and all the trees in the field, which were in all its borders around it. To Abraham for a purchase before the sons of Heth, with all entering the gate of his city. And after this Abraham buried his wife Sarah at the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, it is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field was certified, and the cave in it, to Abraham for a burial possession from the sons of Heth. Chapter 24. And Abraham was old, going on in days, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his slave, the oldest in his house, the one who ruled in all that was to him, Please put your hand under my thigh. And I will cause you to swear by Yahweh, Elohim of the heavens and Elohim of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite, among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son, for Isaac. And the slave said to him, Perhaps the woman will not be willing to go after me to this land, shall I indeed bring back your son into the land from out of which you came? And Abraham said to him, Take heed for yourself that you not take my son back there. Yahweh, Elohim of the heavens, who took me from the house of my father and from the land of my birth, and who spoke to me, and who swore to me, saying, I will give this land to your seed, he shall send his messenger before you, and you shall take a wife from there for my son. And if the woman will not be willing to go after you, then you shall be clear from this oath of mine, only do not take my son back there. And the slave put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore to him concerning this thing. And the slave took 10 camels from his master's camels and left. And all his master's goods were in his hand. And he rose up and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor, and he made the camels kneel outside the city, by a well of water at the time of the evening, the time that women go out to draw. And he said, Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray, cause her to meet before me this day, and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. And let the girl to whom I shall speak this. Please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she will say, Drink, and also I will water your camels. Let it be her you have approved for your servant, for Isaac. And by this I shall know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it happened before he had finished speaking. Behold, Rebekah came out, she who was born to Bethuel the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, the brother of Abraham, with her pitcher on her shoulder. And the girl was very good of form, a virgin, a man not having known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the slave ran to meet her and said, Please let me sip a little water from your pitcher. And she said, Drink, my master. And she hurried and let down her pitcher on her hand and gave him a drink. And she finished giving drink to him. And she said, I also will draw for your camels until they have finished drinking. And she hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough. And she again ran to the well to draw, and drew for all his camels. And watching her, the man kept silent in order to know if Yahweh had prospered his way, or not. And it happened when the camels had finished drinking, the man took a golden ring, its weighing a half shekel, and 2 bracelets for her hands, 10 of gold their weighing. And he said, Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room for us to stay in your father's house? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor. And she said to him, Both straw and fodder are plentiful with us, also a room to pass the night. And the man bowed and worshipped Yahweh. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who has not left off his kindness and his truth with my master. I being in the way, Yahweh guided me to the house of the brother of my master. And the girl ran and told these things to the house of her mother. And Rebekah had a brother, his name being Laban. And Laban ran out to the man, to the fountain. And it happened when he saw the ring, and the bracelets on his sister's hands, and when he heard his sister's words, Rebekah, saying, So the man spoke to me, then he came to the man and saw him standing by the camels at the fountain. And he said, Come in, blessed of Yahweh. Why are you standing outside? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. And the man came into the house. And he unloaded the camels and gave straw and fodder to the camels, and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. And food was set before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have spoken my message. And he said, Speak. And he said, I am the slave of Abraham. And Yahweh has blessed my master much, and he is great. And he has given to him flocks and herds, and silver and gold, and male slaves and slave girls, and camels and donkeys. And my master's wife bore a son to my master when she was old, and he has given to him all that is his. And my master caused me to swear, saying, You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite, in whose land I live. But you shall go to the house of my father and to my family, and you shall take a wife for my son. And I said to my master, Perhaps the woman will not go after me. And he said to me, Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his messenger with you and prosper your way. And you shall take a wife for my son from my family, from my father's house. Then you shall be released from my oath, when you have come to my family, and if they do not give one to you, then you shall be released from my oath. And today I came to the well. And I said, Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray, if you will, prosper the way in which I am about to go. Behold, I stand at the well of water, and when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, Please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. And she says to me, Both you drink and also I will draw for your camels, may she be the woman whom Yahweh has approved for my master's son. Before I had finished speaking within my heart, even behold, Rebekah was coming out, her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the well and drew. And I said to her, Please let me drink. And she hurried and let down her pitcher from her and said, Drink, and I also will water your camels. And I drank, and also she watered the camels. And I asked her and I said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel the son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him. And I put the ring on her nose, and the bracelets on her hands. And I bowed and worshipped Yahweh, and I blessed Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who had guided me in the true way, to take for his son the daughter of the brother of my master. And now, if you are going to do kindness and truth with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me so that I may turn to the right or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing has come from Yahweh, we are not able to speak to you good or evil. Behold, Rebekah is before you, take her and go. And let her become the wife of the son of your master, as Yahweh has spoken. And it happened when the slave of Abraham heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth to Yahweh. And the slave brought out vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments, and he gave to Rebekah. And he gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. And they ate and drank, he and the men who were with him, and they stayed the night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away to my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the girl stay with us, perhaps 10 days. Afterwards she may go. And he said to them, Do not delay me, for Yahweh has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the girl and inquire of her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said to her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away their sister Rebekah, and her nurse, and Abraham's slave and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said to her, Our sister, may you become myriads of thousands, and may your seed possess the gate of the ones hating them. And Rebekah and her maidens rose up, and they rode on the camels and went after the man. And the slave took Rebekah and went. And Isaac had come from the gate Lahairoi. And he was dwelling in the land of the Negev. And Isaac had gone out to meditate in the field as it turned evening. And he raised his eyes and looked. And behold, camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted her eyes and she saw Isaac. And she dismounted from the camel. And she said to the slave, Who is this man walking in the field to meet us? And the slave said, It is my master. And she took the veil and covered herself. And the slave told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother. Chapter 25. And Abraham added and took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bore to him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim and Lumim. And the sons of Midian. Ephah, and Epher, and Hanak, and Abida, and Elda. All these were the sons of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that was his to Isaac. And to the sons of the concubines who were to Abraham, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away eastward, from his son Isaac, while he was still alive to an eastern land. And these are the days of the years of the life of Abraham, which he lived, 175 years. And Abraham breathed out and died in a good old age, aged and satisfied, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him at the cave of Machpelah, at the field of Ephron the son of Zohar the Hittite which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham bought from the sons of Heth. Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried there. And it happened after the death of Abraham, Elohim blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac lived by the well of the living one, my seer. And these are the generations of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whom Hagar the Egyptian, the slave girl of Sarah, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebajoth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Hadad, and Tema, and Jetur, Naphish, and Kadima. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these their names in their settlements and in their camps, 12 chiefs according to their nations. And these were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed out and died, and was gathered to his people. And they lived from Havilah to Shur, which is facing Egypt as you come toward Assyria, he settled facing all his brothers. And these were the generations of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac. And Isaac was a son of 40 years when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean from Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean, to him for a wife. And Isaac prayed to Yahweh on behalf of his wife, for she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated for him, and his wife Rebekah conceived. And the sons struggled together within her. And she said, "If this is right, why am I this way?" And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, even two peoples shall break from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And her days were fulfilled to bear. And behold, twins were in her womb. And the first came out, all of him red like a hairy robe, and they called his name Esau. And afterward his brother came out, and his hand was holding to the heel of Esau, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was a son of 60 years when she bore them. And the boys grew up. And Esau became a man knowing hunting, a man of the field. And Jacob was a simple man, living in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, for game was in his mouth. And Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob boiled soup. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please let me eat of the red, this red soup, for I am faint." On account of this his name is called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright today." And Esau said, "Behold, I am going to die, and what good is this, a birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me today." And he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave bread and soup of lentils to Esau. And he ate and drank, and rose up and left. And Esau despised the birthright. Chapter 26. And a famine was in the land besides the famine in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And Yahweh appeared to him and said, "Do not go down into Egypt, but dwell in the land which I shall say to you. Stay in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and to your seed I will give all these lands. And I will cause to rise my oath which I swore to your father Abraham. And I will increase your seed like the stars of the heavens, and I will give to your seed all these lands. And all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves in your seed. Because Abraham listened to my voice and heeded my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah." And Isaac lived in Gerar. And the men of the place asked about his wife. And he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "My wife," lest the men of the place kill me on account of Rebekah, for she was beautiful of form. And it happened when his days were many to him there, Abimelech king of the Philistines looked through the window and saw, and, behold, Isaac was sporting with his wife Rebekah. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "See, surely she is your wife, and how have you said, 'She is my sister'?" And Isaac said to him, "Because I said, 'Lest I die on account of her.'" And Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people had in a little lain with your wife, and you would have brought on us guilt." And Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, "Anyone touching this man and his wife surely shall die." And Isaac sowed in that land. And 100-fold was found in that year, and Yahweh blessed him. And the man grew great, and he went on, going on to be great, until he became exceedingly great. And possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and many slaves were his. And the Philistines envied him. And all the wells which the slaves of his father dug in the days of his father Abraham, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with dirt. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go from us, for you are stronger than we." And Isaac went from there and camped in Gerar Valley, and lived there. And Isaac returned and dug the wells of water which they dug in the days of his father Abraham, and the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called names to them like the names which his father had called them. And Isaac's slaves dug in the torrent bed, and they found there a well of flowing water. And the shepherds of Gerar fought with the shepherds of Isaac, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well, Contention, for they had contended with him. And they dug another well, and they also fought over it, and he called its name, Opposition. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not fight over it, and he called its name, Broad Places. And he said, For now Yahweh has broadened for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went from there to Beersheba. And Yahweh appeared to him in the same night, and said, I am the Elohim of your father Abraham, do not fear, for I am with you, and I will bless you and increase your seed, because of my servant Abraham. And he built an altar there and called on the name of Yahweh. And he pitched his tent there. And the slaves of Isaac dug a well there. And Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and his aide Ahuzath, and Phekel the general of his army. And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and sent me away from you? And they said, Since we plainly have seen that Yahweh has been with you, and we have said, Let there be an oath now between us and you, and let us cut a covenant with you. Whether you will do with us evil, as we did not touch you, and as we did only good with you, and we sent you away in peace you now being blessed of Yahweh. And he made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. And they started up early at dawn, and each swore to his brother. And Isaac sent them away, and they left him in peace. And it happened on that day Isaac's slaves came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, We found water. And he called it Sheba, so the name of the city is the Well of Sheba until this day. And Esau was a son of 40 years. And he took a wife, Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, also Basemoth the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And they were a grief of spirit to Isaac and to Rebekah. Chapter 27. And it happened when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim for seeing, he called his elder son Esau and said to him, My son. And he said to him, I am here. And he said, Behold. Now, I am old, I do not know the day of my death. And now please lift up your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go to the field and hunt game for me. And make for me savory meat, such as I love, and bring to me, and I will eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. And Esau went to the field to hunt game, to bring it in. And Rebekah spoke to her son Jacob, saying, Behold, I heard your father speaking to your brother Esau saying, Bring game to me and make delicious meat that I may eat, that I may bless you before Yahweh before my death. And now my son hear my voice, that which I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there 2 good kids of the goats. And I will make them into delicious things for your father which he loves. And you shall bring it to your father and let him eat, so that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to his mother Rebekah, Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall be like a deceiver in his eyes, and I shall bring a curse on me, and not blessing. And his mother said to him, Your curse be on me, my son, only listen to my voice and go, take for me. And he went and took and came to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took the clothing of her elder son Esau, the costly ones which were with her in the house. And she dressed her younger son Jacob, and she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands, and on the smoothness of his neck. And she put the savory meat and the bread which she had made in the hand of her son Jacob. And he went in to his father and said, My father. And he said, I am here. Who are you, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am your firstborn, Esau. I have done as you said to me. Rise up now, sit and eat of my game, so that your soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, How then have you so quickly found it, my son? And he said, Because Yahweh your Elohim made it come to me. And Isaac said to Jacob, Come near now and let me feel you, whether then you are my son Esau or not. And Jacob came near to his father Isaac. And he felt him, and he said, The voice is the voice of Jacob and the hands are Esau's hands. And he did not know him, because his hands were like the hairy hands of his brother Esau. And he blessed him. And he said, Are you then my son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring to me and let me eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. And he came near to him, and he took and he ate. And he came to him, and he drank wine. And his father Isaac said to him, Now come and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothes. And he blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. And may Elohim give you of the dew of the heavens, and of the fatness of the earth, and much grain and wine. May the nations serve you and peoples bow to you, be a ruler to your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow to you, and cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. And it happened that when Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, then it came about that Jacob had hardly left his father Isaac, and his brother Esau came in from his hunting. And he also made savory meat and came to his father. And he said to his father, Let my father rise and eat from the game of his son, so that your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. And Isaac was terrified with a very great anxiety. And he said, Who then was the one who hunted game and came to me, and I ate from it all before you came, and I blessed him? Yea, he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out a great and very bitter cry. And he said to his father, Bless me also, my father. And he said, Your brother came with deceit and took your blessing. And he said, It is because his name is called Jacob, and this twice he took me by the heel and defrauded me, he took my birthright and, behold, now he has taken my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Behold, I have set him over you as a ruler, and I have given him all his brothers for servants, I have girded him with grain and wine. And what then can I do for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Is one blessing left to you, my father? Bless me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And his father Isaac answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be from the fat of the earth and from the dew of the heavens above. And you shall live by your sword, and you shall serve your brother, and when it shall be that you have the dominion, you shall break his yoke from your neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of her older son Esau were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called her younger son Jacob. And she said to him, Behold, your brother Esau is going to ease himself on you, to kill you. And now, my son, listen to my voice, and rise, flee for yourself to my brother Laban, to Haran. And stay with him some days until your brother's fury turns away. Until your brother's anger turns back from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. And I will send and take you from there. Why should I also be bereaved of two of you in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life from the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these from the daughters of the land, what is my life to me? Chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob. And he blessed him and commanded him, and said to him, You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Go up, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel your mother's father. And take a wife for yourself from there, from the daughters of Laban the brother of your mother. And may El Shaddai bless you and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and may you become an assembly of people. And may he give to you the blessing of Abraham, to you and to your seed with you, for you to possess the land of your travels, which Elohim gave to Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob. And he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel the Aramean, brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. And Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and had sent him away to Paddan Aram to take a wife for himself from there. In his blessing he had commanded him, saying, You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob listened to his father and his mother, and went to Paddan Aram. And when Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan were evil in the eyes of his father Isaac. Then Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath the daughter of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, Nebajotha's sister. To his wives he added her for his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. and he came on a place and stayed the night there, for the sun had gone. And he took stones of the place and placed them at his head, and he lay down in that place. And he dreamed. And, behold, a staircase was placed on the earth, its top reaching to the heavens. And, behold, the messengers of Elohim were going up and going down on it. And, behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh the Elohim of your father Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, the land on which you are lying, I will give it to you and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your seed. And behold, I will be with you and will guard you in every place in which you may go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not forsake you until I have surely done that which I have spoken to you. And Jacob awakened from his sleep, and said, Surely Yahweh is in this place, and I did not know. And he was afraid, and said, How fearful is this place! This is nothing except the house of Elohim, and this is the door to heaven. And Jacob started up early in the morning and took the stone which he had placed at his head, and he placed it as a pillar, and he poured oil on the top of it. And he called the name of that place, Bethel. And yet the name of the city was at first Luz. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If Elohim is with me and keeps me in this way which I am going, and gives to me bread to eat and clothing to wear, and I return in peace to the house of my father, then Yahweh shall be my Elohim. And this sandstone which I have placed as a memorial pillar shall become the house of Elohim, and all which you shall give to me, I will tithe the tenth to you. Chapter 29. And Jacob lifted his feet and went to the land of the sons of the east. And he looked, and, behold, a well in the field. And behold, three flocks of sheep were lying by it, for from that well they watered the flocks, and the stone on the mouth of the well was great. And all the flocks were usually gathered there, and they rolled the stone off the mouth of the well and watered the sheep, and replaced the stone on the mouth of the well, to its place. And Jacob said to them, My brothers, from where are you? And they said, We are from Haran. And he said to them, Do you know Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said to them, Well being to him? And they said, Well being. And behold, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. And he said, Behold, the day is still high, it is not time to gather the livestock. Water the sheep and go feed them. And they said, We are not able until all the flocks are gathered and they roll the stone from the mouth of the well, then we water the sheep. He still was speaking with them, and Rachel came with the sheep which were her father's, for she was feeding them. And it happened when Jacob saw Rachel the daughter of Laban, brother to his mother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob came near and rolled the stone from the mouth of the well and watered the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was the son of Rebekah. And she ran and told her father. And it happened when Laban heard the report of Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him. And he took him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Truly you are my bone and my flesh. And he lived with him a month of days. And Laban said to Jacob, Are you not my brother? And should you serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall be your wages? And Laban had two daughters, the name of the older, Leah, and the name of the younger, Rachel. And the eyes of Leah were weak, and Rachel was beautiful of form and beautiful of appearance. And Jacob loved Rachel, and said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better for me to give her to you than to give her to another man, live with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they were in his eyes like a few days, in his love for her. And Jacob said to Laban, Give my wife, for my days are completed. And let me go into her. And Laban gathered all the men of the place and made a feast. And it happened in the evening, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to him, and he went in to her. And Laban gave to her Zilpah, his slave girl, to his daughter Leah as a slave. And it happened in the morning, behold, she was Leah. And he said to Laban, What have you done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? And why have you tricked me? And Laban said, It is not done this way in our place, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill the week of this one, and we will also give you this other one, for the service which you will serve with me, yet another 7 years. And Jacob did so, and he fulfilled the week of this one, and he gave to him his daughter Rachel, to him for a wife. And Laban gave his slave girl Bilhah to his daughter Rachel, to her for a slave girl. And he also went in to Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with him yet another 7 years. And Yahweh saw that Leah was hated. And he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, Surely Yahweh has looked on my affliction, for now my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Surely Yahweh has heard that I am hated and has given this one to me also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, Now, this time my husband will be joined to me, because I have borne to him 3 sons. So his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, This time I will praise Yahweh. So she called his name Judah. And she ceased from bearing. Chapter 30. And Rachel saw that she did not bear to Jacob, and Rachel was jealous of her sister. And she said to Jacob, Give me sons, and if there is none, I shall die. And Jacob's anger glowed against Rachel, and he said, Am I in Elohim's place, who has kept you from the fruit of the womb? And she said, Behold my servant Bilhah. Go into her and let her bear on my knees, yea, let me be built up from her, me also. And she gave her slave girl Bilhah to him for a wife. And Jacob went in to her. And Bilhah conceived and bore a son to Jacob. And Rachel said, Elohim has judged and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son. So she called his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's slave girl, conceived again, and bore a second son to Jacob. And Rachel said, With struggles of Elohim I have struggled with my sister, yea, I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. And Leah saw that she had ceased from bearing. And she took Zilpah, her slave girl, and gave her to Jacob for a wife. And Leah's slave girl Zilpah bore a son to Jacob. And Leah said, With fortune. And she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's slave girl, bore a second son to Jacob. And Leah said, In my happiness, for the daughters shall call me happy. And she called his name Asher. And in the days of wheat harvest, Reuben went out and found mandrakes in the field. And he brought them to his mother Leah. And Rachel said to Leah, Please give to me from the mandrakes of your son. And she said to her, Is your taking my husband a little thing? Will you also take my son's love apples? And Rachel said, So he shall be with you tonight, for your son's mandrakes. And Jacob came in from the field at evening. And Leah went out to meet him. And she said, You must come in to me, for surely I have hired you with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her during that night. And Elohim listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore a 5th son to Jacob. And Leah said, Elohim has given my hire, I gave my slave girl to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bore a 6th son to Jacob. And Leah said, Elohim has given me a good present. This time my husband will live with me, because I have borne 6 sons to him. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterward she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. And Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son. And she said, Elohim has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, saying, May Yahweh add to me another son. And it happened when Rachel had borne Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, Send me away so I may go to my own place and to my land. Give my wives and my children, for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you know my service with which I have served you. And Laban said to him, Please, if I have found favor in your eyes, stay. I have seen omens, also Yahweh has blessed me because of you. And he said, Set your wages on me and I will give. And he said to him, You know how I have served you and what your livestock has become with me. for little was yours before my presence, and it has spread out into a host. And Yahweh has blessed you at my foot. And now when shall I work for my house, I also? And he said, What shall I give you? And Jacob said, You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will remain. I will feed your flock and keep it. I will pass among all your flock today, taking from there every speckled and spotted sheep, and every black sheep among the lambs, also the spotted and speckled goats, these shall be my wages. And my righteousness shall testify for me in the day to come. When you come in about my wages, before your face everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and black among the lambs, it is stolen with me. And Laban said, Yes, if it be so, let it be as you speak. And he turned out in that day all the striped and spotted lambs, and all the speckled and spotted goats, every one which had white, and every black one among the lambs. And he gave them into the hands of his sons. And he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob. And Jacob was feeding the remaining flocks of Laban. And Jacob took for himself rods of a fresh white poplar tree, and the almond and plane tree. And he peeled white stripes in them, laying bare the white on the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled by the troughs, by the water troughs where the flocks came to drink, across from the flocks. And they were in heat when they came to drink. And the flocks were in heat before the rods and bore striped, speckled and spotted offspring. And Jacob separated the lambs, and he set the faces of the flock toward the striped, and every black one in the flocks of Laban. And he put his own droves by themselves, and did not put them with the flock of Laban. And it happened that whenever the strong flocks conceived, Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the flocks, before the troughs, that they might conceive by the rods. And the flocks being feeble, he did not set them. And usually it happened that the weak were for Laban, and the strong for Jacob. And the man increased very much, and many flocks were his, and slave girls, and male slaves, and camels and donkeys. Chapter 31. And he heard the words of the sons of Laban, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was to our father, and from that which was to our father he has gotten all this wealth. And Jacob saw the face of Laban, and, behold, it was not toward him as before. And Yahweh said to Jacob, Go back to the land of your fathers and to your kindred. And I will be with you. And Jacob sent and called for Rachel and for Leah to come to the field, to his flocks. And he said to them, I see your father's face, that it is not toward me as before. But the Elohim of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has cheated me and has changed my wages 10 times. And Elohim has not let him do evil to me. And if he said this, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said this, the striped shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore striped. And Elohim has taken away the livestock of your father and has given to me. And it happened at the time the flock was in heat, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams leaping on the flock were striped, speckled, and spotted. And the messenger of Elohim spoke to me in a dream, Jacob. And I said, I am here. And he said, Lift up your eyes and see all the rams leaping on the flock, they are striped, speckled and spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the El of Bethel, there where you anointed the pillar, where you vowed a vow to me. Now rise up, go out of this land and go back to the land of your kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, Is there yet to us a portion and an inheritance in the house of our father? Are we not counted strangers by him? For he has sold us, and selling he has sold us for silver. For all the wealth which Elohim has taken from our father, it is for us and for our sons. And now all that which Elohim has said to you, do. And Jacob arose and set his sons and his wives on camels. And he drove all the livestock, and he took all his goods which he had gotten, livestock of his property which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, to come to his father Isaac, to the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep. And Rachel stole the teraphim idols which were her father's. And Jacob deceived the heart of Laban the Syrian, for he did not tell him that he was about to flee. And he and all that was to him fled. And he rose up and crossed the river and set his face to Mount Gilead. And on the third day Laban was told that Jacob had fled. And he took his brothers with him and pursued him, 7 days' journey. And he overtook him in the mountain of Gilead. And Elohim came to Laban the Syrian in a dream of the night, and said to him, Watch out for yourself, that you not speak with Jacob from good to evil. And Laban overtook Jacob. And Jacob had pitched his tent at the mount. And Laban with his brothers had pitched at Mount Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done? And you have deceived my heart and have taken my daughters like captives of the sword. Why did you hide so as to flee, and have deceived me and have not told me? And I would have sent you away with rejoicing and with music, with tabret and with harp. And you have not let me kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have been foolish to do this. It is in the power of my hand to do you harm. But the Elohim of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Watch out for yourself that you do not speak with Jacob from good to evil. And now surely you have gone because you have longed after your father's house. Why have you stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid. For I said, Lest by force you take your daughters from me. With whomever you find your gods, he shall not live before our brothers here. See for yourself what is with me, and take it to you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two slave girls, and he did not find. And he went out of Leah's tent and came into Rachel's tent. And Rachel had taken the household idols and put them into the camel's saddle, and she sat on them. And Laban felt around all the tent, but did not find. And she said to her father, Let no anger be in the eyes of my master, for I am not able to rise before your face, for the way of women is to me. And he searched for and did not find the household idols. And Jacob was angry, and he argued with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my transgression, what is my sin that you have hotly pursued me? For you have felt around all my articles, what have you found from all the articles of your house? Set it here before my brothers and your brothers and let them decide between the two of us. Now I was with you 20 years. Your ewes and your she-goats have not failed to bear, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. I did not bring to you the mangled, I replaced it. From my hand you exacted it, that stolen by day and that stolen by night. I was there, by day the heat consumed me, and the cold by night. And my sleep fled from my eyes. Now I have been 20 years in your house, I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you have changed my wages 10 times. Except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham and the fear of Isaac, had been for me, truly now you would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen my affliction and the toil of my palm, and last night he judged. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, The daughters are my daughters and the sons my sons. And the flocks are my flocks, yea, all which you see, it is mine and my daughters. What can I do to these today, or to their sons whom they have borne? And now come, let us cut a covenant, you and me, and let it be a witness between you and me. And Jacob took a stone and set it up as a memorial. And Jacob said to his brothers, Gather stones. And they took stones and they made a heap and they ate there upon the heap. And Laban called it, Heap of the Testimony. And Jacob called it in Hebrew, Galeed, and Laban said, This heap is a witness between you and between me today, so he called its name Galeed. Also Mitzpah, for he said, May Yahweh watch between you and me, for we are hidden, when we are out of sight, each from his neighbor. If you will not afflict my daughters, and if you will not take wives above my daughters, no man is with us. Behold, Elohim is a witness between you and me. And Laban said to Jacob, Behold this heap, and behold the pillar which I have set between you and me. This heap is a witness, and the pillar is a testimony. As for me, I will not pass over this heap to you, and as for you, you will not pass over this heap and this pillar for evil to me. The Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, let judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. And Jacob sacrificed a sacrifice on the mountain, and called his brothers to eat bread. And they ate bread and lodged on the mountain. And Laban rose up early in the morning and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban went away and returned to his own place. Chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the cherubs of Elohim met him. And when he saw them, Jacob said, "This is the camp of Elohim." And he called the name of that place, Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before his face to his brother Esau, to the land of Seir, the field of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "You shall say to my master, to Esau, your servant Jacob says this, I have sojourned with Laban and remained until now. And it is mine to have oxen, and donkeys, flocks, and slave girls. And I have sent to tell my master, to find favor in your eyes." And the messengers came back to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and also he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." And Jacob was afraid, and he was very distressed. And he divided the people with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, into two camps. And he said, "If Esau comes to the one company and strikes it, then it will be, the company that is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O Elohim of my father Abraham and Elohim of my father Isaac, Yahweh, who said to me, 'Go back to your land and to your kindred and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of all the mercies and all the truth which you have done for your servant, for I passed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and strike me, mother to sons.' And you said, 'Dealing I will deal well with you, and I will make your seed like the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.' And he remained there that night. And he took a present from what came into his hand, for his brother Esau. 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 rams, 30 nursing camels with their 30 colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-donkeys and 10 young donkeys. And he gave into the hand of his slaves every drove by itself. And he said to his slaves, 'Pass over before my face and put a space between drove and drove.' And he commanded the first ones, saying, 'When my brother Esau meets you and asks, saying, "Whose are you, and where do you go, and whose are these before your face?" Then you will say, "Your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent to my master, to Esau, and, behold, also he is behind us." And he also commanded the second, also the third, even all the ones going after the droves, saying, "You shall speak this word to Esau when you find him. And you shall also say, "Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us." For he said, "I will cover his face by the present, the one going before my face, and afterward I will see his face, perhaps he will lift up my face." And the present passed before his face, and he remained in the camp that night. And he rose up that night and took his two wives, and his two slave girls, and his 11 children. And he passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the stream, and sent over that which was his. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the rising of the dawn. And he saw that he had not prevailed against him. And he touched on his hip socket, and Jacob's hip socket was unhinged as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Send me away, for the dawn has ascended." And he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with Elohim and with men, and have prevailed." And Jacob asked and said, "Please reveal your name." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "Because I saw Elohim face to face, and my life is delivered." And the sun rose on him as he passed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh. On account of this the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket until this day, because he struck on Jacob's hip socket, on the sinew of the thigh. Chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, Esau was coming, and 400 men with him. And he divided the children to Leah, and to Rachel, and to the two slave girls. And he put the slave girls and their children first, and Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. And he passed over in front of them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came even to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children. And he said, Who are these with you? And he said, The children with whom Elohim has favored your servant. And the slave girls came near, they and their children, and they bowed. And Leah and her children also came near and bowed. And afterward Rachel and Joseph came near and bowed. And he said, Whose is all this camp which I met? And he said, To find favor in the eyes of my master. And Esau said, I have much, my brother. Let what you have be to yourself. And Jacob said, No, please, if I now have found favor in your eyes, take my present from my hands. For I have seen your face, like seeing the face of Elohim, and you are pleased with me. Please take my blessing which has been brought to you, because Elohim has favored me, and because I have all things. And he urged him, and he accepted. And he said, Let us depart and go, and I will go with you. And he said to him, My master knows that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herds with me are suckling. And if they overdrive them one day, all the flocks will die. Please let my master go before the face of his servant, and I will move on by stages at my ease, according to the feet of the livestock which are before me, and according to the pace of the boys, until I come into my master to Seir. And Esau said, Please let me place with you some of the people who are with me. And he said, Why, then? Let me find favor in the eyes of my master. And Esau returned on his way toward Seir that day. And Jacob traveled to Sukkoth. And he built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. For this reason he called the name of the place Sukkoth. And Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, as he came from Paddan Aram. And he camped in front of the city. And he bought that part of the field where he had pitched his tent, from the hand of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. And he set up an altar there. And he called it, El, the Elohe of Israel. Chapter 34. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, and took her, and lay with her, and humbled her. And his soul clung to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the girl, and spoke to the heart of the girl. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, Take this girl for me for a wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled his daughter Dinah. And his sons were with his livestock in the field. And Jacob kept silent until they had come. And Hamor the father of Shechem went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard, and the men were furious, and they were very angry, because he had done folly in Israel, to lie with the daughter of Jacob, and it should not be done in this way. And Hamor spoke with them saying, My son Shechem's soul has longed to your daughter. Please give her to him for a wife. And you intermarry with us, give your daughters to us, and take our daughters for yourselves. And live with us, and the land is before you, live and trade in it, and get property in it. And Shechem said to her father, and to her brothers, Let me find favor in your eyes, and what you say to me I will give. Heap on me ever so much bride price and gift, and I will give as you say to me, but give me the girl for a wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and his father Hamor, speaking with deceit because he had defiled their sister Dinah. And they said to them, We are not able to do this thing, to give our sister to a man who is uncircumcised. For it is a reproach to us. Only on this condition will we consent to you, if you will become like us, to have every male of yours circumcised. Then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will live with you and will become a united people. And if you do not listen to us, to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will go. And their words were good in the eyes of Hamor and the son of Hamor, Shechem. And the young man did not hesitate to do the thing, for he delighted in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and his son Shechem came to the gate of their city. And they spoke with the men of their city, saying, These men are peaceable with us, and, let them live in the land and trade in it. And, behold, the land is wide on both hands before them. Let us take their daughters for ourselves for wives, and let us give our daughters to them. Only in this way will the men consent to us to live with us, to become a united people, that every male of us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Shall not their livestock, and their property, and all their beasts of burden be ours? Only let us consent to them, and let them live with us. And all those going out of the gate of the city listened to Hamor, and to his son Shechem. And every male was circumcised, all those going out of the gate of the city. And it happened on the third day, they being pained, that the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword. And they came on the city in its security, and killed every male. And they killed Hamor and his son Shechem by the edge of the sword. And they took Dinah from the house of Shechem, and went out. The sons of Jacob came on the slain and looted the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their flocks and their herds and their donkeys, and whatever was in the city, and whatever was in the field. And they took all their wealth, and all their little ones, and their wives, and looted all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and to Levi, "You have troubled me, to make me stink among those living in the land, among the Canaanites, and among the Perizzites. And I being few in number, and they gathering against me, they will strike me, and I and my house shall be wasted." And they said, "Should he treat our sister like a harlot?" Chapter 35. And Elohim said to Jacob, "Rise up, go to Bethel and live there. And make an altar there to El, who appeared to you when you fled before your brother Esau." And Jacob said to his house, and to all those with him, "Put away the strange Elohim in your midst, and purify yourselves, and change your clothing. And let us rise up and go up to Bethel. And I will make an altar there to El, who answered me in the day of my distress. And he was with me in the way in which I went." And they gave all the strange Elohim in their hand to Jacob, and the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem. And they pulled up, and there was the terror of Elohim on the cities all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. And Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, it is Bethel, he and all the people with him came. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel. Because there the Elohim revealed themselves to him, when he fled from the face of his brother. And Deborah died, the nurse of Rebekah, and she was buried below Bethel, under the oak. And he called its name, Oak of Weeping. And Elohim appeared to Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram, and he blessed him. And Elohim said to him, "Your name is Jacob, your name will not any more be called Jacob, but Israel will be your name." And he called his name Israel. And Elohim said to him, "I am El Shaddai, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be from you. And kings shall go forth from your loins. And the land which I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, I will give it to you, and after you I will give the land to your seed." And Elohim went up from him, in the place where he had spoken with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone. And he poured out a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place, there where Elohim had spoken with him, Bethel. And they pulled up stakes from Bethel. And there was yet a length of land to come to Ephrath. And Rachel bore, and she had hard labor in her bearing. And it happened, when she had hard labor in her bearing, even the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, for this also is a son for you." And it happened, when her soul was going forth, for she died, even she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar on her grave, it is the pillar of Rachel's grave until today. And Israel pulled up and pitched his tent beyond the tower of the flocks. And it happened after Israel lived in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard. And the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's slave girl, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's slave girl, Gad and Asher. These were Jacob's sons who were born in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came to his father Isaac, to Mamre, to the city of Harba, it is Hebron where Abraham and Isaac resided. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up the breath and died and was gathered to his people, old and satisfied of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Chapter 36. And these are the generations of Esau, that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Basemoth, the daughter of Ishmael, sister of Nebajoth. And Ada bore Eliphaz to Esau. And Basemoth bore Reuel. And Oholibamah bore Jush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the souls of his house, and his livestock, and all the beasts of burden, and all his property which he had gained in Canaan, and he went to a land away from his brother Jacob. For their possessions had become too great for them to dwell together. And the land was not able to bear their travels, in the presence of their livestock. And Esau dwelt on Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these were the generations of Esau, the father of Edom on Mount Seir. These the names of Esau's sons, Eliphaz, the son of Ada, Esau's wife, Reuel, the son of Basemoth, Esau's wife. And the sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gadam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was a concubine to Esau's son, Eliphaz, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Esau's wife Ada. And the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the sons of Basemoth, the wife of Esau. And these were the sons of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the wife of Esau, even she bore Jush to Esau, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were the chieftains of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, chief Teman, chief Omar, chief Zepho, chief Kenaz, chieftain Korah, chieftain Gadam, chieftain Amalek. These were the chieftains of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these were the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, chieftain Nahath, chieftain Zerah, chieftain Shammah, chieftain Mizah. These were the chieftains of Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Basemoth, Esau's wife. And the sons of Oholibamah, Esau's wife, chieftain Jush, chieftain Jaalam, chieftain Korah. These were the chieftains of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Esau, and these their chieftains, he is Edom. These were the sons of Seir the Horite living in the land, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anna, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishan. These were the chieftains of the Horites, the sons of Seir, in the land of Edom. And the sons of Lotan, Hori and Heman, and Lotan's sister, Timnah. And these were the sons of Shobal, Alvan, and Manahath, and Ebel, Shepho, and Onam. And these were the sons of Zibeon, even Aiah and Anna, he is the Anna who found the hot springs in the desert as he fed the donkeys for his father Zibeon. And these were the sons of Anna, Dishon, and Oholibamah was the daughter of Anna. And these were the sons of Dishan, Hemdan, and Eshban, and Ithran, and Cheran. These were the sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Akan. These were the sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aaron. These were the chieftains of the Horites, chieftain Lotan, chieftain Shobal, chieftain Zibeon, chieftain Anna, chieftain Dishon, chieftain Ezer, chieftain Dishan. These were the chieftains of the Horites, according to their chieftains in the land of Seir. And these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before the reigning of a king over the sons of Israel. And Bela the son of Beor reigned in Edom, and the name of his city, Dinhabah. And Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah, from Bozrah, reigned in his place. And Jobab died, and Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place, and the name of his city, Avith. And Hadad died, and Samla from Masrekah reigned in his place. And Samla died, and Shaul from Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. And Shaul died, and Baalhanan the son of Achbor reigned in his place. And Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, and Hadar reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pau, and his wife's name, Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And these were the names of the chieftains of Esau, according to their families, according to their places, by their names. Chieftain Timnah, Chieftain Alva, Chieftain Jetheth, Chieftain Oholibama, Chieftain Elah, Chieftain Pinyon, Chieftain Kenas, Chieftain Taman, Chieftain Mibzer, Chief Magdiel, Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their dwellings, in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of Edom. Chapter 37. And Jacob lived in the land of his father's travels, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, a son of 17 years, was feeding the flock with his brothers, with Bilhah's sons and with Zilpah's sons, his father's wives. And he was a youth. And Joseph brought an evil report of them to their father. And Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was a son of old age to him. And he made a coat of many colors reaching to the feet. And his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and they hated him. And they were not able to speak to him for peace. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and told it to his brothers. And they increased to hate him still more. And he said to them, "Now hear this dream which I have dreamed, and behold, we were binding sheaves in the middle of the field. And behold, my sheaf rose up and also stood up. And behold, your sheaves came around and bowed themselves to my sheaf." And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you really rule over us?" And they hated him still more because of his dreams, and because of his words. And he dreamed still another dream, and told it to his brothers. And he said, "Behold, I have dreamed another dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing themselves to me." And he told it to his father, and to his brothers. And his father rebuked him, and said to him, "What is this dream which you have dreamed? Shall we indeed come to bow ourselves to the earth to you, I, your mother, and your brothers?" And his brothers envied him. But his father was attentive to the word. And his brothers went to feed the flock of their father in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them." And he said to him, "I am here." And he said to him, "Now go, see the welfare of your brothers, and the welfare of the flock, and bring word back to me." And he sent him out of the valley of Hebron. And he came to Shechem. And a man found him. And behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What do you seek?" And he said, "I am looking for my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding the flock." And the man said, "They have left here, for I heard them say, 'Let us go towards Dothan.'" And Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. And they saw him from a distance. And before he came near to them, they plotted against him, to kill him. And they said, each to his brother, "Behold, this master of dreams is coming. And come now, and let us kill him, and throw him into one of the pits. And let us say, 'An evil beast has eaten him.' And let us see what will become of his dreams." And Reuben heard, and he delivered him from their hands, and said, "Let us not strike his soul." And Reuben said to them, "Do not shed blood. Throw him into this pit in the desert, but do not lay a hand on him, so that he might deliver him from their hands, to return him to his father." And it happened when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped his robe which was on him, from Joseph, the long robe reaching to the feet. And they took him and threw him into the pit being empty, no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked. And, behold, a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. And their camels were bearing spices, and balsam gum, and sticky gum, going down to take them to Egypt. And Judah said to his brothers, "What gain is it that we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and do not let our hand be on him. For he is our brother, our flesh." And his brothers listened. And men, Midianites, traders, passed. And they drew up and took Joseph out of the pit, and they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. and Reuben came back to the pit. And behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes. And he returned to his brothers and said, "The child, he is not. And I, where shall I go?" And they took Joseph's long robe, and killed a ram of the goats, and dipped the robe in the blood. And they sent the long robe reaching to the feet, and they took it to their father, and said, "We have found this. Now look, is it not your son's robe?" And he knew it, and said, "My son's robe. An evil beast has eaten him. Surely Joseph is torn to pieces." And Jacob tore his clothing and put sackcloth on his loins. And he mourned many days for his son. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. And he refused to be comforted, and said, "I will go down to Sheol mourning for my son." And his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt, to Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, the chief of the executioners. Chapter 38. And it happened at that time that Judah went down, away from his brothers, and turned aside to a man of Adullam named Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a Canaanite man named Shua. And he took her, and went in to her. And she conceived and bore a son. And he called his name Er. And she conceived again and bore a son and called his name Onan. And she continued still and bore a son. And she called his name Shelah. And he was at Chezeb when she bore him. And Judah took a wife for his firstborn, Er, and her name, Tamar. And Er, Judah's firstborn, was evil in the eyes of Yahweh. And Yahweh killed him. And Judah said to Onan, "Go into your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up seed to your brother." And Onan knew that the seed would not be his. And it happened when he went into his brother's wife, he wasted his semen to the ground, not giving seed to his brother. And what he did was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, and he also killed him. And Judah said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, "Live as a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah is grown." For he said, "Lest he also die like his brothers." And Tamar went and lived in her father's house. And the days were many, and the wife of Judah, the daughter of Shua, died. And Judah was comforted, and he went up to the shearers of his flocks, he and his friend Hira of Adullam, to Timnah. And Tamar was told, saying, "Behold, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his flocks." And she took off her widow's robes from her, and veiled herself with a veil, and disguised herself. And she sat at the entrance of Enaim, which is on the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah had grown up and she had not been given to him for a wife. And Judah saw her. And he thought her to be a harlot, because she had veiled her face. And he turned aside to her by the roadway, and said, "Come now, let me come in to you." For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, "What will you give me that you may come in to me?" And he said, "I will send a kid of the goats from the flock." And she said, "Will you give me a pledge until you send it?" And he said, "What pledge shall I give to you?" And she said, "Your signet ring, and your bracelet and your staff in your hand." And he gave to her, and came in to her. And she conceived by him. And she rose up and left, and took off her veil from her face. And she put on her widow's robes. And Judah sent the kid of the goats by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive the pledge from the woman's hand. And he did not find her. And he asked the men of her place, saying, "Where is the harlot that was at Enaim, by the roadway?" And they said, "There was no harlot here." And he returned to Judah and said, "I have not found her." And also the men of the place said, "There was no harlot here." And Judah said, "Let her take them for herself, that we not become a laughing stock. See, I sent this kid, and you did not find her." And after 3 months, it happened. It was told to Judah, saying, "Your daughter-in-law Tamar has committed adultery, and also, behold, she is pregnant by whoredom." And Judah said, "Bring her out and let her be burned." She was being brought out, and she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "I am pregnant by a man to whom these belong." And she said, "Note now whose are these, the signet ring, the bracelet, and the staff." And Judah knew and said, "She is more righteous than I, because I did not give her to my son Shelah." and he never knew her again. And in the time of her bearing, behold, it happened. Twins were in her womb. And in her bearing, it happened that one put forth a hand, and the midwife took it and tied crimson on his hand, saying, This one came out first. And it happened as he withdrew his hand, behold, his brother came out. And she said, How have you broken a break for yourself? And one called his name Phares. And then his brother came out, on whose hand was the crimson. And one called his name Zara. Chapter 39. And Joseph was carried down to Egypt. And Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, the chief of the executioners, an Egyptian man, bought him from the hand of the Ishmaelites who had carried him down there. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of the Egyptian, his master. And his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and Joseph was prospering in his hand everything which he did. And Joseph found favor in his sight, and served him. And he appointed him over his house, and he gave all he owned into his hand. And it came about that from the time he appointed him over his house and over all he owned, Yahweh blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of Yahweh was on all that he had, in the house and in the field. And he left all he owned in Joseph's hand. And he did not know anything that he had, except the bread which he was eating. And Joseph was beautiful in form and beautiful of appearance. And after these things, it happened that his master's wife lifted up her eyes to Joseph, and said, Lie with me. And he refused, and said to his master's wife, Behold, my master does not know what is in the house with me, and all that he owns he has given into my hand. No one in this house is greater than I, and he has not withheld anything from me except you, because you are his wife. And how should I do this great evil and sin against Elohim? And it happened, as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her, to lie beside her, to be with her. And it happened on this day, that he went into the house to do his work. And none of the men of the house were there in the house. And she caught him by his robe, saying, Lie with me. And he left his robe in her hand and fled, and went outside. And it happened, when she saw that he had left his robe in her hand, and had fled outside. She called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, Behold, he has brought to us a Hebrew man in to mock at us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it happened when he heard that I raised my voice and cried, he left his robe by me and fled, and went outside. And she kept his robe beside her until the coming of his master to his house. And she spoke these same words to him, saying, The Hebrew slave whom you brought into us came in to mock at me. And it happened at my raising my voice and crying out, he left his robe beside me and fled outside. And it happened, when his master heard his wife's words which she spoke to him, saying, According to these words your slave did to me, his anger glowed. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison house, the place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison house. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and extended kindness to him. And he gave him favor in the eyes of the warden of the prison house. And the warden of the prison house gave all the prisoners in the prison house into Joseph's hand. And all which they did there, he was doing. There was no looking of the warden of the prison house to anything in his hand, in that Yahweh was with him, and Yahweh was prospering what he was doing. Chapter 40. And after these things, it happened, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt sinned against their master, against the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry against his two eunuchs, against the chief of the cupbearers and against the chief of the bakers. And he gave them into custody, in the house of the chief of the executioners, into the prison house, the place where Joseph was bound. And the chief of the executioners appointed Joseph to be with them, and he served them. And they were in custody many days. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each his dream in one night, each according to the interpretation of his dream, the cupbearer and the baker who belonged to the king of Egypt, who were bound in the prison house. And Joseph came in to them in the morning. And he looked at them, and, behold, they were sad. And he asked the officers of Pharaoh who were with him in custody, in the house of his master, saying, Why are your faces sad today? And they said to him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is not one to open it. And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Now tell it to me." And the chief of the cupbearers told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches. And at its budding, it went up into blossom, its clusters ripened into grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into the cup of Pharaoh, and I gave the cup into the hand of Pharaoh." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation, the three branches, they are 3 days. Yet within 3 days Pharaoh will lift up your head and will return you to your place. And you will give the cup of Pharaoh into his hand according to the former custom when you were his cupbearer. But make mention of me along with yourself, when it is well with you. And please do kindness with me and mention me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For truly I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have not done anything that they should have put me into the dungeon." And the chief of the bakers saw that the interpretation was good. And he said to Joseph, "I also in my dream saw 3 baskets of white bread on my head. And in the top basket some from all the food of Pharaoh, the work of a baker. And the birds were eating them from the basket off my head." And Joseph answered and said, "This is its interpretation, the 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh off you." And it happened, on the 3rd day, the day of Pharaoh's birth, he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief of the cupbearers and the head of the chief of the bakers in the midst of his servants. And he restored the chief of the cupbearers to his cupbearer office, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And he hanged the chief of the bakers, as Joseph interpreted to them. And the chief of the cupbearers did not mention Joseph, but forgot him. Chapter 41. And it happened at the end of 2 years of days, Pharaoh was dreaming. And lo, he was standing by the river. And behold, 7 cows were going up from the river, beautiful of appearance and fat of flesh, and they were eating in the reeds. And behold, 7 other cows were going up after them from the river, evil of appearance and lean of flesh. And they were standing beside the cows on the lip of the river. And the evil-appearing and lean-fleshed cows were eating the 7 cows of beautiful and fat appearance. And Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed a 2nd time. And behold, 7 ears of grain were coming up on 1 stalk, fat and good. And behold, 7 ears of grain, being lean and blasted by the east wind, sprouting forth after them. And the 7 lean ears were swallowing the 7 fat and full ears. And Pharaoh awakened, and behold, it was a dream. And it happened in the morning, his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, and there was no interpreter of them to Pharaoh. And the chief of the cupbearers spoke with Pharaoh, saying, "I mention my sin today." Pharaoh was angry against his servants, and gave me into custody in the house of the chief of the executioners, me and the chief of the bakers. And we dreamed a dream in 1 night, he and I, we each dreamed according to the interpretation of his dream. And a Hebrew youth was with us, a slave to the chief of the executioners. And we told him, and he interpreted our dreams to us, he interpreted to each according to his dream. And it happened, as he had interpreted to us, so it was, he returned me to my position, and he hanged him. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they rushed him from the dungeon. And he shaved and changed his clothing and came in to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have dreamed a dream, and there is no one to interpret it, and I have heard about you, saying, 'You hear a dream to interpret it.'" And Joseph replied to Pharaoh, saying, "Not I, Elohim will answer the peace of Pharaoh." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "In my dream, lo, I was standing on the lip of the river. And behold, 7 cows were going up from the river, fat of flesh and beautiful of form, and were feeding in the reeds. And behold, 7 other cows were going up after them, poor and very evil of form, and lean of flesh. I have not seen any like them in all the land of Egypt for badness." And the cows, the lean and the evil, ate the 1st 7 fat cows. And they went into their stomachs, and it could not be seen that they had gone into their stomachs, and their appearance was as evil as at the beginning. And I awakened. And I looked in my dream. And behold, seven ears of grain were coming up on one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears, withered, lean, blasted by the east wind, sprouting forth after them. And the lean ears were swallowing the seven good ears. And I spoke to the magicians, but not one is making known the meaning to me. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows, they are 7 years, and the seven good ears, they are 7 years, the dream is one. And the seven thin and evil appearing cows going up after them, they are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted by the east wind will be 7 years of famine. This is the word that I spoke to Pharaoh, what Elohim is about to do, he has made Pharaoh see. Behold, 7 years of great plenty are coming in all the land of Egypt. And 7 years of famine will arise after them, and all the plenty of the land of Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will consume the land. And the plenty in the land will not be remembered because of that famine afterwards, for it will be very severe. And as to the dream being repeated to Pharaoh twice, the thing is settled because it is from Elohim, and Elohim is hastening to do it. And now let Pharaoh look for a man who is intelligent and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh act and let him appoint rulers over the land and take a fifth of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of plenty. And let them gather all the food of these coming good years. And let them heap up grain under Pharaoh's hand as food in the cities, and let them keep it. And let the food be for a store for the land, for the 7 years of famine which will be in the land of Egypt, and let not the land be cut off by famine." And the word was good in Pharaoh's eyes, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find any man like this, in whom the spirit of Elohim is in?" And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since Elohim has taught you all this, there is no one wise and intelligent like you. You shall be over my house, and at your mouth shall be ordered all my people. Only in respect to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Behold, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on the hand of Joseph, and he clothed him with fine linen robes, and put a golden chain on his neck. And he caused him to ride in a chariot which was the second to him. And they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he put him over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without a word from you not a man shall lift his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph by the name of Zaphnath-Paneah. And he gave him Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, for a wife. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. And Joseph was a son of 30 years as he stood before Pharaoh king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the face of Pharaoh and passed over in all the land of Egypt. And the land produced by handfuls in the 7 years of plenty. And he gathered all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and he put food in the cities, the food of the field which is around each city he put in among it. And Joseph heaped up grain like the sand of the sea, exceedingly much, until he ceased to count it, because it was without number. And two sons were born to Joseph before the year of the famine came in, whom Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, "For Elohim has made me forget all my toil, and all the house of my father." And the name of the second he called Ephraim, "For Elohim has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction." And the 7 years of plenty which were in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of famine began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the famine was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And all the land of Egypt hungered, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all Egypt, "Go to Joseph, what he says to you, do." And the famine was on the face of all the land. And Joseph opened all which was in them, and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine was strong in the land of Egypt. And all the earth came to Egypt to buy, to Joseph. For the famine was strong in all the earth. Chapter 42. And Jacob saw that grain was in Egypt. And Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at each other?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard grain is in Egypt. Go down there and buy for us from there, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. And Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, for he said, lest harm happen to him. And among those coming, the sons of Israel came to buy. For the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, the one selling to all the people of the earth. And Joseph's brothers came in and bowed to him, face down to the earth. And Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he remained a stranger to them and spoke harsh things to them, and said to them, from where have you come? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them. And he said to them, you are spies. You have come in to see the barrenness of the land. And they said to him, no, my master, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all of us sons of one man, we are honest, your servants are not spies. And he said to them, no, but you have come to see the barrenness of the land. And they said, your servants are 12 brothers, we are sons of one man in the land of Canaan, and lo, the youngest is with our father today, and one is not. And Joseph said to them, this is that which I have spoken to you, saying, you are spies. By this you shall be tested. As Pharaoh lives, you shall not go out from here except your younger brother comes in here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother, and you be bound, and let your words be proven, whether truth is with you. And if not, as Pharaoh lives, surely you are spies. And he gathered them into custody 3 days. And on the third day Joseph said to them, do this and live. I fear Elohim. If you are honest, let one of your brothers be bound in your prison house, and you go bring grain for the famine of your houses. And you bring your youngest brother to me, and let your words be true, and you shall not die. And so they did. And they said each to his brother, we are truly guilty because of our brother whom we saw in distress of his soul, when he begged us, and we did not hear. So this distress has come to us. And Reuben replied to them, saying, did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the youth, and you did not listen. And behold, his blood is also required. And they did not know that Joseph heard, for the interpreter was between them. And he turned away from them and wept, and returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. And Joseph commanded, and they filled their vessels with grain and returned their silver, each into his sack, and gave to them food for the way, and he did so to them. And they lifted their grain on their donkeys and walked from there. And one opened his sack to give fodder to his donkey in the camp, and he saw his silver. And behold, it was in the mouth of his sack. And he said to his brothers, my silver has been put back, and also look in my sack. And their hearts went out, and they were each terrified, saying to his brother, what is this Elohim has done to us? And they came to their father Jacob to the land of Canaan. And they told him all that met them, saying, the man, the master of the land, spoke harsh things to us and considered us as spies in the land. And we said to him, we are honest, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father, the one is not, and the youngest is with our father today in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the land, said to us, by this I shall know that you are honest, leave your one brother with me, and take and go for the famine of your houses. And bring your youngest brother to me, and I may know that you are not spies, but you are honest. I will give your brother to you and you may trade in the land. And it happened. They were emptying their sacks, and, behold, each one's bundle of silver was in his sack, and they saw the bundles of their silver, and they were afraid. And their father Jacob said to them, you have bereaved me. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and will you take Benjamin? All of these are against me. And Reuben spoke to his father saying, you may kill my 2 sons if I do not bring him to you. Give him into my hand, and I will return him to you. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he alone is left. And if harm should happen to him in the way in which you go, you would bring down my gray hair in sorrow to the grave. Chapter 43. And the famine was severe in the land. And it happened, when they had finished eating the grain which they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, Go back, buy a little food for us. And Judah spoke to him, saying, The man fiercely repeated and gave warning, saying to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. And if you are sending our brother with us, we will go down and buy food for you. And if you are not sending, we will not go, for the man said to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. And Israel said, Why did you do evil to me to tell the man you still had a brother? And they said, The man keenly asked about us and about our kindred, saying, Is your father still alive? Is there a brother to you? And we said to him on the mouth of these words, Could we know certainly that he would say, Bring down your brother? And Judah said to his father Israel, Send the youth with me, and let us rise up and go, and we may live and not die, both we, and you, and our little ones. I will be surety for him, you may require him from my hand. If I do not bring him to you and set him before you, I shall be a sinner against you all the days. If we had not delayed, truly now we would have returned this twice. And their father Israel said to them, If it be so, then do this, take from the produce of the land in your vessels and bring down a present to the man, a little balm, and a little honey, spices, and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double silver in your hand, and the silver they put back in the mouth of your sacks, take back in your hand, perhaps it was an oversight. And take your brother and rise up, return to the man. And may Elohim Almighty give mercy to you before the man, and may he send your other brother to you, and Benjamin. And if I am bereaved, I am bereaved. And the men took this present, and they took double silver in their hand, and Benjamin. And they rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them. And he said to the one over his house, Bring the men into the house and slaughter and prepare an animal, for the men shall eat with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph said. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the silver that was returned in our sacks before, we are being brought in, to throw himself on us and to fall on us, and to take us and our donkeys for slaves. And they came near to the man who was over Joseph's house and spoke to him at the door of the house. And they said, O my master, surely we came before to buy food. And it happened, when we came to the camp and opened our sacks, behold, the silver of each one was in the mouth of his sack, our silver in its weight. And we bring it back in our hand. And we have brought other silver in our hand to buy food. We do not know who put our silver in our sacks. And he said, Peace to you, do not fear, your Elohim and the Elohe of your father has given a treasure to you in your sacks, your silver came to me. And he brought Simeon out to them. And the man led out the men to Joseph's house. And he gave water, and they washed their feet. And he gave fodder for their donkeys. And they prepared the present for the coming of Joseph at noon. For they had heard that they would eat bread there. And Joseph came into the house. And they brought the present in their hand to him, into the house. And they bowed to him, to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, Is there peace to your father, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive? And they said, Peace is to your servant, to our father, he still lives. And they fell down and bowed. And he raised his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, the son of his mother. And he said, Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? And he said, May Elohim favor you, my son. And Joseph hurried, for his emotions were deeply moved toward his brother. And he sought a place to weep, and he came into the inner room and wept there. And he washed his face and controlled himself, and went out and said, Set out bread. And they set out for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians eating with him by themselves. For the Egyptians cannot eat bread with the Hebrews, for it is an abomination in Egypt. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the younger according to his youth. And the men were astonished, each to his neighbor. And one carried portions from before him to them, and Benjamin's portion was greater than the portions of all of them, five times as much. And they drank and were drunken with him. Chapter 44. And he commanded the one over his house, saying, "Fill the sacks of the men with food, as much as they are able to carry, and put the silver of each one in the mouth of his sack. And put my cup, the cup of silver, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest, and the silver for his grain." And he did according to Joseph's word, that which he spoke. At the morning light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. They had gone out from the city, not having gone far, and Joseph said to the one over his house, "Rise up, pursue the men and overtake them, and say to them, 'Why have you repaid evil for good? Is this not that in which my master usually drinks in, and surely he divines by it? You have done evil in what you have done.'" And he overtook them and spoke these words to them. And they said to him, "Why should my master speak according to these words? Far be it from your servants to do according to this word. See the silver which we found in the mouth of our sacks, we return to you from the land of Canaan. And how should we steal silver or gold from the house of your master? With whomever it may be found, with him of your servants, he shall die, and we also will become slaves to my lord." And he said, "Now also let it be according to your words, with whomever it is found with him, he shall become a slave to me, and you shall be innocent." And they hurried, and each one brought down his sack to the earth. And each one opened his sack. And he searched, with the oldest first, and with the youngest last, and the cup was found in the sack of Benjamin. And they tore their clothes, and they each one loaded his donkey and returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there. And they fell before him to the earth. And Joseph said to them, "What is this deed which you have done? Did you not know that a man like me would practice divination?" And Judah said, "What can we say to my master? What can we speak, and in what can we justify ourselves? Elohim has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are slaves to my master, both we and he in whose hand the cup was found." And he said, "Far be it from me to do this. The man in whose hand the cup was found, he shall become a slave to me, and you go up in peace to your father." And Judah came near to him and said, "O my master, please let your servant speak a word in the ears of my master, and let not your anger glow on our servant, for you are like Pharaoh. My master asked his servants, saying, 'Is there a brother or a father to you?' And we said to my master, 'An aged father is to us, and a young child of his old age, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him.' And you said to your servants, 'Bring him down to me, and let me see him.' And we said to my master, 'The youth is not able to leave his father, and if he should leave his father, he will die.' And you said to your servants, 'If your youngest brother does not come down with you, you shall not see my face any more.' And it happened, when we had gone up to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my master. And our father said, 'Go back, buy a little food for us.' And we said, 'We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, we will go down. For we cannot see the face of the man if our youngest brother is not with us.' And your servant, my father, said to us, 'You know that my wife bore two to me. And one went out from me.' And I said, 'Indeed, surely, he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him until now. And if you take this one also from my face, and harm happens to him, you will bring down my gray hair to the grave in sorrow. And now when I come to your servant, my father, and the youth is not with us and his soul being bound to his soul, it will be when he sees that the youth is not, he will die. And your servants will bring down the gray hair of your servant our father to the grave in sorrow. For your servant was surety for the youth with my father, saying, If I do not bring him to you, I shall be a sinner against my father all the days. And now please let your servant remain as a slave to my master instead of the youth, and let the youth go up with his brothers. For how can I go to my father, and the youth not be with me, lest I look on the evil which will find my father?" Chapter 45. And Joseph was not able to control himself in regard to those standing beside him. And he called out, "Cause every man to go out from me." And no man stood before him as Joseph was making himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" And his brothers were not able to answer him, for they trembled before him. And Joseph said to his brothers, Now come near to me. And they came near. And he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be grieved, and let no anger be in your eyes because you sold me here, for Elohim sent me before you to save life. For the famine has been in the midst of the land for 2 years. And there are still 5 years in which no plowing and harvest will be. And Elohim sent me before you to put a remnant in the land for you, and to keep alive for you a great deliverance. And now you did not send me here, but Elohim. And he has placed me for a father to Pharaoh, and for a master in all his house, and a ruler in all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father, and say to him, So says your son Joseph, Elohim has placed me as a master to all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. And you shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your sons and sons of your sons, and your flocks, and your herds, and all you have. And I will nourish you there, for there are still 5 years of famine, lest you be made poor, you and your house and all which abides with you. And behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that my mouth is speaking to you. And you tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and all that you have seen. And hurry and bring down my father here. And he fell on the neck of his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brothers, and wept on them. And afterwards his brothers spoke with him. And the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, The brothers of Joseph have come. And it was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. Pharaoh said to Joseph, Say to your brothers, Do this, load your animals and depart, go to the land of Canaan. And take your father, and your houses, and come to me. And I will give to you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. And you are commanded, you do this, take for yourselves wagons from the land of Egypt, for your little ones, and for your wives. And take your father and come. And your eye, let it have no regard for your vessels, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the sons of Israel did so. And Joseph gave wagons to them according to the mouth of Pharaoh, and he gave provisions to them for the way. He gave to all of them, to each one, changes of clothing. And he gave to Benjamin 300 pieces of silver, and 5 changes of clothing. And to his father he sent this, 10 donkeys bearing the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-donkeys bearing grain, and bread, and food for his father for the way. And he sent his brothers away, and they went. And he said to them, Do not quarrel along the way. And they went up from Egypt and came into the land of Canaan, to their father Jacob. And they told him saying, Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler in all the land of Egypt. And his heart froze up, for he did not believe them. And they spoke to him all Joseph's words which he had spoken to them. And he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, and the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, It is enough. My son Joseph is alive, I will go and see him before I die. Chapter 46. And Israel and all which were to him departed, and he came to Beersheba. And he sacrificed sacrifices to the Elohe of his father Isaac. And Elohim said to Israel in visions of the night, and he spoke, Jacob. Jacob. And he answered, I am here. And he said, I am Elohe, the El of your fathers. Do not fear to go down into Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely return you. And Joseph shall put his hand on your eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, and their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their livestock and their property which they had acquired in the land of Canaan. And they came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him. His sons and the sons of his sons were with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed he brought with him into Egypt. And these were the names of the sons of Israel, those coming into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, the firstborn of Jacob was Reuben. And the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitess. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. and the sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, and Shelah, and Pharez, and Zerah. And Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Pharez, Hezron, and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Phuva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Seered, and Elon, and Jalel. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, and his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Haggi, Shuni, and Ezbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Areli. And the sons of Asher, Jimnah, and Ishwa, and Ishvi, and Beriah, and their sister Sarah. And the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, and she bore these to Jacob, 16 souls. The sons of Rachel the wife of Jacob, Joseph and Benjamin. And Manasseh and Ephraim were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt, whom Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera, and Naamon, Ehi, and Rosh, and Muppim, and Huppim, and Ard. These were the sons of Rachel which were born to Jacob, all the souls were 14. And the son of Dan was Hushim. And the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shillem. These were the sons of Bilhah whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel, and she bore these to Jacob, all the souls were 7. All the souls belonging to Jacob coming into Egypt, those springing from his loins, besides the wives of the sons of Jacob, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph which were born to him in Egypt, 2 souls. All the souls belonging to the house of Jacob coming into Egypt were 75. And he sent Judah before him to Joseph, to give directions before him to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet his father Israel to Goshen. And he appeared to him, and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a long time. And Israel said to Joseph, "This time let me die after seeing your face, because you are still alive." And Joseph said to his brothers, and to the house of his father, "I will go up and report to Pharaoh. And I will say to him, 'My brothers and the house of my father, who were in the land of Canaan, have come in to me. And the men are shepherds of flocks, for they have been men of cattle. And their flocks and their herds, and all which belongs to them they have brought in. And it shall be, when Pharaoh calls to you and says, "What is your occupation?" You shall say, "Your servants have been men of livestock from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers. This is so that you may live in the land of Goshen. For the abomination of Egypt is every shepherd of flocks." Chapter 47. And Joseph came in and made known to Pharaoh, and said, "My father and my brothers, and their flocks and their herds, and all which is theirs, have come in from the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took 5 men from among his brothers and set them before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds of flocks, both we and our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh, "We have come in to stay in the land, because there is no pasture for the flocks which belong to your servants, for the famine is heavy in the land of Canaan. And now please let your servants live in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph saying, "Your father and your brothers have come in to you. The land of Egypt is before you, cause your father and your brothers to live in the best of the land, let them live in the land of Goshen. And if you know men of ability among them, make them chiefs of livestock over what is mine." And Joseph brought in his father Jacob and placed him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my camps are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not reached the days of the years of the life of my fathers, in the days of their camps." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph caused his father and his brothers to live, and gave them a place in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brothers, and all his father's house with bread for the mouth of the little ones. And no bread was in the land, because the famine was exceedingly severe. And the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were completely burned up from the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the silver found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan in return for the grain they were buying. And Joseph brought in the silver to the house of Pharaoh. And the silver failed from the land of Egypt, and from the land of Canaan. And all Egypt came in to Joseph saying, "Give us bread, and why should we die before you? For the silver has failed." And Joseph said, "Give your livestock, and I will give to you for your livestock, if silver has failed." And they brought in their livestock to Joseph. And Joseph gave bread to them for the horses, and for the livestock of the flocks, for the livestock of the herds, and for the donkeys. And he satisfied them with bread in that year for all their livestock. And that year ended, and they came in to him in the second year and said to him, "We cannot hide from my master that the silver and the livestock of the animals have failed, going to my master. Nothing is left before my master except our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and let us, we and our land, become slaves to Pharaoh. And give seed so that we may live and not die, and the land not be desolate." And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, because each one in Egypt sold his field, because this famine was severe on them, and the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he caused them to pass over into the cities, and from the end of the border of Egypt to its other end. Only he did not buy the land of the priests, for Pharaoh had appointed a portion for the priests, and they usually ate their appointed portion which Pharaoh gave to them. For this reason they did not sell their land. And Joseph said to the people, "Behold, I have bought you and your land today. Behold, here is seed for you, and you sow the land. And it shall be, as you gather you shall give a fifth part to Pharaoh, and four parts shall be yours, for the seed of the field and for your food, and for those in your houses, and for food for your little ones." And they said, "You have saved our lives, let us find favor in the eyes of my master, and we will become slaves to Pharaoh." And Joseph made it a law until this day on the land of Egypt, the fifth part is for Pharaoh, only the land of the priests being accepted, it did not become Pharaoh's. And Israel lived in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen. And they owned in it, and were fruitful, and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. And the days of Jacob, the years of his life were 147 years. And the days of Israel to die drew near. And he called to his son Joseph and said to him, "Now if I have found favor in your eyes, please put your hand under my thigh, and do kindness and truth with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt. But let me lie with my fathers, and carry me from Egypt, and bury me in their burying place." And he said, "I will do according to your words." And he said, "Swear to me." And he swore to him. And Israel bowed on the head of the bed. Chapter 48. And after these things it happened, one said to Joseph, "Behold, your father is sick." And he took his two sons with him, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one spoke to Jacob and said, "Behold, your son Joseph has come to you." And Israel took strength and sat on the bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, "El Shaddai appeared to me in Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And said to me, 'Behold, I will make you fruitful and will multiply you, and will give you a multitude of peoples. And I will give this land to your seed after you as a continual possession.' And now your two sons, those born to you in the land of Egypt before my coming to you in Egypt, are mine, Ephraim and Manasseh, like Reuben and Simeon, even they shall be mine. And your offspring which you father after them, they shall be yours. According to the name of their brothers they shall be called in their inheritance. And I, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died on me in the land of Canaan in the way, with only a little way to come to Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way to Ephrath, it being Bethlehem." And Israel saw the sons of Joseph, and he said, "Who are these?" And Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom Elohim has given to me here." And he said, "Now bring them to me and I will bless them." And the eyes of Israel were heavy from age, he not being able to see. And he brought them near to him. And he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I did not think to see your face, and behold, Elohim also causes me to see your seed. And Joseph brought them out from his knees, and he bowed his face to the earth. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim in his right hand, to the left of Israel, and Manasseh in his left hand, to the right of Israel. And he brought them to him. And Israel sent forth his right hand and put it on the head of Ephraim, and he was the younger. And he put his left hand on the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "The Elohim before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the Elohim who has fed me since I was born until today. The messenger that redeemed me from every evil, may he bless the youths, and may my name be called on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they like fishes grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." And Joseph saw that his father was putting his right hand on the head of Ephraim, and it was evil in his eyes. And he took hold of his father's hand to turn it from Ephraim's head to the head of Manasseh. And Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father. For this one is the firstborn, put your right hand on his head." And his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also shall be a people, and he shall become great. But his younger brother shall become greater than he, and his seed shall become the fullness of the nations." And he blessed them in that day, saying, "In you shall Israel bless, saying, May Elohim make you like Ephraim and like Manasseh." And Israel said to Joseph, "See, I am dying, and Elohim will be with you, and will return you to the land of your fathers. And I will give to you one spur of land beyond your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow." Chapter 49. And Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather yourselves, and I will tell you what will happen to you in the latter days. Gather yourselves and hear, sons of Jacob, yea, listen to your father Israel. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength and the firstfruit of my power, excellence of dignity and excellence of might. Like boiling water you shall not excel, for you went up to the bed of your father, then you defiled it, he went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, brothers, their weapons are instruments of violence. Let not my soul come into their counsel, let not my spirit be joined to their company. For in their anger they killed a man, and in self-will they lamed an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and I will scatter them in Israel. Judah, may your brothers praise you, your hand be on the neck of your enemies. May the sons of your father bow themselves to you. Judah is a lion's whelp. My son, you have risen up from the prey, he stoops, he crouches like a lion, and like a lioness, who can rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawmaker from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the people to him. Binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he washes his clothing in wine, and his covering in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be dark from wine and his teeth white from milk. Zebulun shall live at the seashore, and he shall be a haven of ships, even his border beside Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey, crouching between the sheepfolds. And he saw a resting place that it was good, and that the land was pleasant. And he bowed his neck to bear, and became a tribute slave. Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Let Dan be a serpent on the way, a horned snake on the path that bites the horse's heels, and its rider falls backward. I have waited for your Yahshua, O Yahweh. Gad, an army shall attack him, and he shall overcome on their heel. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall give a king's delicacies. Naphtali is a deer let loose giving one beautiful answers. Joseph is a fruitful son by a spring, his daughters run over a wall. And the masters of arrows harass him, and shoot, and an archer lurks for him. His bow abides in strength, and the hands of his arms are made agile by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, from the shepherd, the rock of Israel. From the El of your father, may he help you. And may the Almighty bless you with blessings of heaven from above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and womb. The blessings of your father are above the blessings of my offspring, to the limit of everlasting hills, may they be for the head of Joseph and for the crown of the one separated of his brothers. Benjamin is a wolf that tears. In the morning he devours the prey, and at evening he divides the spoil. All these were the tribes of Israel, 2 and 10. And this is what their father spoke to them. And he blessed them, each one with what was according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he commanded them, and said to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me beside my fathers, at the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite. In the cave in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, the field which Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite for a burying place. They buried Abraham and his wife Sarah there, and they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah, and I buried Leah there. The purchase of the field and the cave in it, from the sons of Heth. And Jacob finished commanding his sons, and he gathered his feet into the bed. And he expired, and was gathered to his people. Chapter 50. And Joseph fell on the face of his father and wept on him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded the physicians, his servants, to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled, for so are fulfilled the days of those embalmed. And Egypt wept for him 70 days. And the days of his weeping passed by, and Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, Now if I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I am dying, you shall bury me there in the grave which I have dug for myself in the land of Canaan. And now please let me go up and bury my father, and return. And Pharaoh said, Go up and bury your father, as he made you swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and all the servants of Pharaoh went up with him, the elders of his house, even all the elders of the land of Egypt. And all the house of Joseph and his brothers, and the house of his father. Only, they left their little ones and their flocks and their herds in the land of Goshen. And both horsemen and chariots went up with him, and the company was very great. And they came as far as the threshing floor of thorns, which is on the other side of the Jordan. And they mourned there with a great and very heavy mourning. And he made a heavy wailing for his father 7 days. And those living in the land, the Canaanites, saw the wailing in the grain floor of thorns. And they said, This is a very great wailing to Egypt, for this reason its name was called Abel Mizrahim, which is on the other side of Jordan. And his sons did to him as he had commanded them. And his sons carried him to the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, the field which Abraham bought for a burying place from Ephron the Hittite, before Mamre. And after he buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers, and all those going up with him to bury his father. And Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead. And they said, What if Joseph should bear a grudge against us and surely should repay us all the evil which we did to him? And they sent a message to Joseph saying, Your father commanded before his death, saying, So you shall say to Joseph, Please lift up now the rebellion of your brothers, and their sin, for they did evil to you. And now please lift up the rebellion of the servants of the Elohim of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also went and fell down before his face. And they said, Behold, we are your servants. And Joseph said to them, Do not fear. For am I in the place of Elohim? And you intended evil against me, but Elohim meant it for good, in order to make it as it is this day, to keep a great many people alive. And now do not fear, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them, and spoke to their hearts. And Joseph lived in Egypt, he and the house of his father. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw the sons of Ephraim to the third generation. Also the sons of Machir the son of Manasseh were born on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am dying, and Elohim visiting will visit you and bring you up from this land to the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, Elohim surely will visit you, and you will bring up my bones from here. And Joseph died, a son of 110 years. And they embalmed him, and put him in a coffin in Egypt.